Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, Black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And, Ooh, my goodness gracious. Okay, let me try to break this down. North Korea agrees that they are going to shut down their nuclear bomb thing, okay, in exchange for $300 million in aid. Okay, I get it. China's there, Russia's there, United States is there, everybody's there. And they're going to continue to talk. Okay, I like that. Let's do that. What is John Bolton, who used to be our ambassador to the UN, say about it? He said it's a bad idea and makes us look weak. That's diplomacy, Boy George style. John Bolton says it's a bad idea. It makes us look weak. Stay with me.
Won the 2005 Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize.
Received universal rave.
And became the biggest sensation Broadway has seen in years.
That play is Doubt, John Patrick Shanley's electrifying drama.
And now, in a very rare event, a smash hit play arrives here with its original Tony-winning star, the incomparable Cherry Jones.
The New York Times raves, Doubt is the stuff of great art.
Entertainment Weekly gives it an A, cheering, this is a breathtaking play, and Cherry Jones is divine.
And the Washington Post calls Doubt a provocative drama that resonates profoundly with audiences.
Don't miss this truly rare chance to experience director Doug Hughes' powerhouse production of the play that has theatergoers buzzing long after the curtain falls.
With Cherry Jones, the star who is making theatrical history in the role of a lifetime.
The most talked about play of the year, Doubt.
Call for tickets today.
Coming to the Fox Theater February 20th through 25th. On sale now at the Fox and through Metrotix. Presented by the Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown, and I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing is not right. He doesn't. Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. I don't know. I don't know. I want to talk to you all about so many things today, so many things that we have going on. I thought a lot about the Barack Obama situation. I went home and watched the 60 Minutes interview with Barack Obama. I fast-forwarded through it. I slow-moed through it. I listened to it. And I'm hearing you all out there. I just feel that there is this deep desire of hope, that there be a person of African descent who fixes this mess that's in this country so that people never have to think about race ever again. Amen. That somebody's going to be confronting folks on this issue of race forever and ever and ever. Oh, amen. I know this. I know that there is this desire, this hope that a woman of African descent can wear a button that says, I love being black and I heart being black. And not lose her job. That our babies are not going to be profiled. I know that there is this passionate desire to deal with the issue of race. And you know what I feel on the other side of this issue? I don't feel that there is a desire to deal with the issue of race on the other side of the issue. I feel that there is a deep desire to have to get past it. I don't want to have to do the hard work. It's too painful. It's going to say something about me that I don't want to be said. Or if I take a stance on this, things are going to be said about me that I don't want to be said. I won't fit in. And my concern is that both parties that want to not have to deal with this race thing for different reasons and not have to deal with it, getting to not have to deal with it by different roads, both of those parties are meeting up at Barack Obama. Barack Obama is this intersection of hope. Now, an intersection means that there are two roads to choose to go down. Isn't that what an intersection is? You got the left one, you got the right one. And which road of hope is Barack Obama going to go down? And my concern, my observations, my examinations thus far lead me to believe that the road of hope that Barack Obama is going to walk down is the path of least resistance. The path of hope that says it is behind us. The path of hope that says we are past this. The path of hope that speaks to the sensibilities of those who don't want to deal with the issue of race. So that's what the path of least resistance. So when you're taking this, when you are following along the path of Barack Obama, know it. Yes, it is a path of hope, but it ain't the path that fixes anything. It's not the path that deals with anything. It's not the path that addresses the issues. It's not the path, the rocky road of race. This is the path of least resistance. It's a smooth path. It's a smooth path. So what we have to understand with Barack Obama is this little thing. He offers a hope. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why so many people are connecting to him. It's the hope of least resistance. It's audacious. It ain't new. I listened to him on the 60 Minutes. You know what he said? He said, if I'm not elected into the presidency, if I lose this race, it's not going to be because of the color of my skin. What the hell are you talking about? It's not. It's not. You got to acknowledge that there are people that are going to not vote for you because of the color of your skin and the fact. Of course. There are people that are not going, a lot of people in America that are not going to vote for you because of the color of your skin. They're not going to want you as vice president because of the color of your skin. The path of least resistance. And I listened to his speeches about the issue of race. I'm going to break some of them down for you. We have a lot to talk about. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by a member of FIRE, Captain Lester, is going to be joining us to talk about the trial that is going on in the federal courthouse in Judge Sipple's courtroom. It's a judge-tried case. And it's a case of first impression. It's a huge case that will impact on the number of black firefighters, African firefighters that we have in the city of St. Louis. This is a critical case. And it's against Francis Slay in the city of St. Louis. We're going to be talking about that. Oh, yes, we are. That's in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers, look for very slow traffic, a lot of it due to the rain and the residual rain that's out there. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. You've got slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit into the landing looks good. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some delays. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant. You can expect some traffic building there. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. Look for some slowdowns there as well. And eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge into Chesterfield Valley. Look for some slowdowns there as well. And northbound 270 at 70. Look for some delays as you start to exit off of onto 70. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. A winter storm warning is in effect. Windy today, snow likely, accumulations of 5 to 7 inches are expected with a high in the upper 30s for this evening. Cloudy, windy, few flurries possible. The low will be around 10 for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 20s. And Wednesday evening, cloudy once again, very chilly with a low around 5. Thursday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding at 33 degrees. We have light freezing rain and snow mist going on, and Lambert Field is reporting 32 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's Riveting Radio with Liz Brown. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one.
We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Because you want to know what you're going to get in me. Just a little touch of star quality. And if that the right goes too far, it's because of the things you are. Beautiful town, I love you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The truth will set you free.
Good morning.
Miss Brown, I'm going to let you know I enjoyed your talk about of Barack Obama yesterday and today, and my mind is made up. I'm not no Barack Obama fan. I will not be supporting him. I agree with wholeheartedly with you 100% what you have told me about him. I will not be supporting Hillary Clinton. The only one I like, coming out of his mouth, is John Edwards.
Okay.
No one wants to talk about Katrina. At least he did go down there and announce his president in front of Katrina. Obama hasn't opened his mouth about Katrina, Ms. Bronner. You know what's that?
I'm going to, after we finish, I'm going to talk some more about the issue of race, because that's an important issue to me. And that's how I am evaluating this candidate on the issue of race and whether he's going to deal with the issue of race, particularly because he is a person of African descent. I am very curious to see how he is going to deal with race.
Why is he pushing that to the back burner, Ms. Brown?
I don't even know it's on the back burner. I don't think it's on the stove at all.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm pulling towards John Edwards, Ms. Brown.
All right.
He's talking about stuff that I want to hear. But getting back, Ms. Brown, I'm calling you about something that happened Saturday. It was on Charles Jacob Report. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Okay, Charles Jacob, I had a man by the name of Mr. Frederick Hess. He's with the American Enterprise Institute out of Washington, D.C. He goes around and do studies on urban school districts.
He's a guy that was hired recently by folks that Frankie Freeman and Danforth and them to put together a report with no data. American Enterprise also we talked about this earlier last week. Talked about the fact that the American Enterprise is about Newt Gingrich, Lynn Cheney. It's a radical right wing organization that's about vouchers and private schools.
That's the one, Ms. Brown. When he told Charles Jacob how the school district should be turned over to the mayor, how it works in Boston and these other cities, well, I totally disagree with him, Ms. Brown. And do you know what Charles Jacob told that man, Ms. Brown?
What did he say?
He said in the urban school district, you're dealing with a bunch of dysfunctional children, which I resent that remark that came out of his mouth.
Well, yeah, a bunch of dysfunctional.
It's
the same comment that that baby boy Blunt made when he said that nobody wants to live in St. Louis.
Exactly, Ms. Brown.
It's that same race. And understand, these are the people that are bringing us the news. These are the people that have been hired by news stations that work in the city of St. Louis but have contempt for over half the city of St. Louis. 30,000 dysfunctional kids.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
That's a racist, intolerant statement. Yes, I live in St. Louis. Yes, I have.
Would he have said that about the Clayton School District, Parkway School District, or in those districts out in the county?
No, would he say it about the school district that produced the Columbine gangbangers? Would he call that a dysfunctional district, or would he simply say, oh, there were just a couple of dysfunctional kids in it? That's my question. Of course he wouldn't call it a dysfunctional district, despite the fact that it produced gangbangers that have yet to be rivaled. Gangbangers that go into their school and shoot their teachers and students alike.
And Ms. Brown, if you're not doing anything at 11 o'clock, Don Marsh from NPR Radio is supposed to be discussing the St. Louis Public Schools District about turning the school district over to the mayor. Now, I don't know who his panel is going to be on there, but if you're by your radio, would you learn to turn that on?
I usually don't use my radio show to push anybody else's radio show.
If you have some time, would
got
you turn
it.
That on?
Got it. Thanks
and
for your call.
I'd like you to bring that up tomorrow with Peter if you can hear that, Ms. Brown.
I'm probably not, but thanks for your call. All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, good morning, Attorney Liz Brown.
Good morning.
William, how you doing?
Good morning, Brother Bob.
All right. Look, several things. I was able to attend the hearing yesterday down there with fire and just simple court. Now, that was at the Tunnel F. Eagleton Federal Building there. And it's on the 10th floor there. Once you get off the elevator, go to the south, and that's where it is and everything. And being a representative of the International Urban Institute, I was able to be there for a while. And then other members was there when I arrived. I got there about 10 minutes late. And then we had them, you know, coming in and out. So this is good because Brother Lester, who you're going to have on at the 7 o'clock hour, they're always down there at 5 where we meet at 1020 North Taylor. They open up the facility early in the morning, and when we get there 8:30 early, the brother be having the coffee machine going, the loudspeaker ready for us, and there's just so much. And it's just why we think we just continue to need to support those organizations in the community that is looking out for our business, looking out on our behalf. And it was interesting that that case down there, the discrimination and how it affects the promotion, the salaries, and the things of the firefighters. So I found that interesting. I'm certainly going to try to get back down there this morning.
I think that you raise a very, very, very important point, a very important point. With all of the things that fire does for the community, it is just very, very important that people go out and support them. I think that that's a beautiful and a powerful point.
I saw quite a few white people there. I could not tell, you know, in terms of whether they're in support of what was there, but it was the courtroom was pretty crowded. And I just think we need to continue to support them to get down there.
Excellent.
Can I do a couple of things real quick, please? I worked very closely along with a brother named Frank Smith, Reverend Melvin Smith, another brother we had named Frank Washington, some sisters here in the city. We did a lot in the Midwest here with Jesse Jackson's campaign in 88 and 84 when he ran for president, and we worked a lot of the places in the South. Jesse had come to here in Illinois with the United Front there, bought busloads of people from Chicago, food, clothes, a lot of things, Liz. So he was out there, and believe me, he articulated the issues for the farmers, the black and poor people. He would have them standing. I mean, the guy is really good. He spoke to issues and raised issues that none of those candidates would raise around what we needed with the farmers, with the poor and the oppressed people. Now, I really want to see how Obama is going to do this here. Now, it's going to be interesting to see, is he going to even raise some issues around the race and the things that need to be done? Also, the Jeremiah Robinson Justice Committee, Sister Catherine, she's a retired school teacher from down in Saxton, Missouri. She stepped up, you know, as a member of the International Urban Institute on the Education Committee, and the International Urban Institute is trying to do so many things. It's so exciting this first part of the year with stuff that is happening in this city. It's unbelievable. But to see IUI continue to meet every Saturday and support different things, I know the member was there supporting State Representative Connie Johnson Saturday and passing out the literature. But I would just like to say I'm trying to work with her. We've done a real good job at this point. She needs some help, and we need her. She has a passion for this. Now, this ain't something that she just, I mean, she really wanted to see it work. But anyway, this coming Saturday, February the 17th, there's going to be a rally, a vigil, and a march to the 7th District, 7th Precinct headquarters there, where we're going to meet at 12 noon at the Jeremiah Tree, she called it, at 5500 block of Greer Avenue. That's 5500 block of
the Jeremy Tree,
uh-huh. And she is saying, let's come and show support for our youth and their protection on the streets of St. Louis. And I think we really need to do that, too. And we can contact Sister Kath at 389-4141. And she needs some members. And we want to just do it. Now, I don't care how bad this weather is. We're just going to have to step up there and do it. So give that sister a call at 389-4141. And let's be there to turn out and just show that support when people have their heart, the passion, and ain't scared to step out here. Let's support those of us that know and those of you don't know come and help. And thank you, my sister. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brother Bob.
I love you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And everything he says is true. I mean, just everything he says is true. I am so proud of the things that IUI, the International Urban Institute, is doing as a brand new group, the efforts and the actions and the things that people are involved in. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and there's always something to do, and we have to do it. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Barack Obama had Howard. Okay, a little conversation interrupt us here. I know we have to take a break. I'm sorry. I will be back to talk some more about Barack Obama. Don't miss the 7 o'clock hour when Wayne Lester, Captain Wayne Lester, fire, is going to be talking about what's going on in Judge Sipple's courtroom over in the federal courthouse today. And if you have some time, get on over there. Support this organization. They are about our issues. The Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents Isaac Julian, artist and filmmaker, on Friday at 6 p.m. Join us for this gallery talk with Robin Clark, Associate Curator of Contemporary Art at the museum. Meet at the Information Center. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-721-0072. News to you from WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues. Now it's the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you want to be loved? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want to be loved for real? Do you want to be loved for real?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Barack Obama has already pulled back a criticism of the war that he had engaged in. He said that he was criticizing the war in Iraq, and he said that it was a conflict that had wasted more than 3,000 American soldiers' lives. Obama backtracked from that comment after the speech, telling a reporter that it was a slip of the tongue and sacrifices are never wasted. Yeah, they are. Aren't they? They sacrificed and it was a waste. It was a wasted sacrifice. But okay, you're running for the presidency. That's how you do. That's how you do. Let's talk about the issue of race with Barack Obama. Let's talk about the issue of race. Barack Obama wrote his first book, Dreams from My Father, when he was 33 years old. And he struggles with the issue of race. He struggles with the meaning of his race. He says, my identity might begin with the fact of my race, but it couldn't end there. And he says, this is not a Black America, a white America, a Latino America, and an Asian America. There's a United States of America. Then in his book, Audacity of Hope, he says, The overwhelming majority of white Americans these days are able, given time, to look beyond race in making their judgments about people. Hmm. 1-877-920-WGNU. Bill.
Hello.
Yes. Bill.
I want to comment on the Barack Obama thing.
Go right ahead.
First of all, Barack Obama is, if you ask me, a waste of time. Barack Obama, everybody is so anxious to use Barack Obama as some type of bright, racially shining light. Let's be honest. With what we see from Barack Obama does not coincide with what we see in the streets in terms of how we're going to change the racial outlook.
What do you mean by that?
There's too much work to be done, seriously, before we even think about somebody like Barack Obama, if we can even use someone like Barack Obama. Barack Obama may be a colored man.
No, he is a man of African descent.
Okay, he is a man of African descent. Okay, so what? Barack Obama does not represent black males in America.
What do you mean by that?
He does not represent the ongoing struggle that black males in the United States are facing. He does not represent the reality. Barack Obama...
Okay, I don't understand a statement like that, because Dr. Martin Luther King was college educated, many, many, many degrees, master's degrees. He grew up in a middle class family. His wife grew up in a middle class family. They lived a middle to upper middle class life, and yet he addressed the issues that impacted all people of African descent and beyond. What do you mean when you say that Barack Obama doesn't represent black people? I don't understand what that means.
Well, okay, since you put it that way, let me just be blunt. Let me be even more blunt than I was trying to actually be nice. Black people, especially black males, you may not know this or realize this, but the very same feeling that Americans, and when I say Americans, we know who I'm talking about. Well, or let me just be more blunt. White Americans, the same way white Americans felt about the British, is no different than how we feel about the whites. And I hate to say this black and white issue, because
I don't know what you're saying. You're not being clear.
It's not fair for America to groom our leaders to tell us how we feel. Barack Obama can't touch the hearts of these young men out here.
Because
he does not represent the real
struggle. Because what? Can't he?
Barack Obama is groomed, just like Dr. King was. And I don't want to say anything negative about Dr. King because he's deceased. But the fact is, America cannot groom our leaders.
And when you say that America, okay, you've already said that. What I'm asking you for is not bluntness, I'm asking you for clarity. When you say America has groomed Barack Obama, what does that mean?
That means that they have told him how he's going to see.
And how did they do that? How did they do that? How did America, how did they do that?
How did they do that? That's the great mystery.
Well, wait a minute. If you're saying that they did it, surely you know how they did it.
First of all, nobody really knows the man's personal life. We only know what we are told.
No, I would disagree with that. If you read his two books, you do know his personal life. You know a whole lot. You know a lot. You know more about him than you know about a lot of these people that are running for office if you read his two books.
Have you read them? Have you read them? That's a consuming issue. What I'm saying is, I'm a black man.
Yeah.
And I see what's going on in this country.
Well, then say it.
And based on what I've seen and heard from Barack Obama, it is absolutely impossible to think that Barack Obama is this black shining light that's going to help solve this racial issue. We are so far from the even trying to even believe that is utterly unrealistic.
And all I'm and all
like
I'm
Barack Obama
all I'm asking
for,
all I'm asking
the racial dilemma in this country.
All I'm asking you for, Bill, and this is what I do on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I ask people for the specifics that get them to their feelings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to suggest that if you want to have, for me, if you want to have an opinion about something, we need to have an informed opinion, and we have an opportunity to read Barack Obama's books so that we can speak with clarity and specificity on why Barack Obama is not the person of African descent to be leading this country.
Barack Obama being of African descent, it's still irrelevant.
It is never irrelevant. It is absolutely
it is.
Because the only reason we're talking about
wait a minute.
Being of African descent is never irrelevant. That's my life view. It is never irrelevant.
Okay.
Never. It is ever irrelevant.
You're giving a lot of emotion to that statement, but yet, when are we going to see that kind of emotion devoted to the concocted and staged illegal?
Have you ever listened to the, have you ever listened to the show before?
Yes, I've listened to your show.
Okay, well then why are you asking such an absurd question with the word we in it? I spend hours on this show dealing with the issue that you just articulated.
But you're not a black man. See, you're a woman. You can't
really
tell us
I didn't
how
know
we
that.
Feel and what we see. You can't do that.
Okay.
No wonder the problem has gone nowhere.
Okay,
now.
There you go. Then it's my fault. I'll take full responsibility for that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Oh, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to say this about Obama. And the gentleman that just went off, he was, I can understand where he's coming from a little. But I look at it like this, Mrs. Brown. If white folks, when you're talking about the color of black and whites here in America, I look at Nelson Mandela. As a man, you can talk about the history of how he lived and everything, but one thing for sure, he was a man who came from the penitentiary, and he was elected president of a country that was as racist or more racist than America.
And it should have been Winnie that was elected, because when you turn around and look at what he has done, it should have been Winnie.
Right.
It should have been Winnie.
But, you know,
yeah, no.
When you get through with it, you have to look at the simple things about it. If you don't racist system wants you to do, you can be elected. It doesn't matter.
Okay, and I got to go, but thanks for your call. Danielle.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
Oh, Daniel. Good morning.
You know, that two callers ago, that guy sounds almost like the guys last week. They were saying Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith being African American had no relevance from the making it to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
You know, anytime an African American makes a stride like that or hit it in that direction, it's always a positive thing for us.
Well, you know, I think his race is always relevant. We have to examine who the candidate is.
Well,
we always, and we cannot give him a pass because he is of African descent. But certainly, our children need to embrace and know that everything, that being of African descent is a powerful, beautiful thing. And we need to be able to discern and dissect whether or not that person of African descent is articulating, prioritizing, and delivering on our issues.
Yeah,
we start there. We start there.
I got to go.
But thanks for your call. Car phone.
Hey, thank you. My point of view is very simple. I don't want a black man, conscious or unconscious, being the president of the United States. United States fights for white supremacy around the world. Why would I want a black man to represent this country in that position? Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. I'll be talking to a member of FIRE, Captain Wayne Luster. You don't want to miss this, the trial that is going on as we speak. In fact, we have trials like this that have been successful in other places. We're going to talk about this. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. There were two shootings last night, one in Salt Lake City and one in Philadelphia. Eight victims and two gunmen are dead today. The incident in Utah took place in a busy mall. The gunman gunned down nine people, killing five of them seemingly at random. Detective Robin Snyder.
We don't know what the motive was. We do know that he was an 18-year-old male who resides here in Salt Lake City. Other than that, I don't have much more information on his identity.
In Philadelphia, a dispute over money may have brought a business meeting at the city's Old Navy Yard to a violent end.
Police say this started around 8:30 with a 911 call about gunshots coming from building number 79. Police went to the second floor and confronted a man with an automatic weapon. Police did exchange fire with the man, but somehow the gunman hid behind a door and escaped into a room. And police say that is where he shot himself.
That's ABC's Aaron O'Hearn in Philadelphia. It's been pretty much a snow-free winter for most of the East Coast, but probably not for much longer. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Snow sweepers in Montana digging out from under, while shoppers in Indiana hit the stores to stock up.
We're restocking by the hour right now, just to keep the shelves full.
And snowplow crews saddle up in Ohio.
We are making sure our equipment's good to go, which it is.
Getting prepared in New York.
Got the snowblower in the back of the car.
A major and massive winter storm from the plains to the East Coast. It's about to mix it up with a system of rain moving up from the south. Expect ugly conditions, sleet, rain, ice, snow, and a tough commute tomorrow. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Debate begins today in the House on a non-binding resolution condemning President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq. All 435 members are getting 5 minutes to talk about it. President Bush wants to set the record straight. He's not planning to call for an invasion of Iran.
All major problems should be solved diplomatically.
But he told a C-SPAN interview, military intervention is a last resort. This is ABC News.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 38107.
A bookkeeper in Massachusetts is in big trouble. She's accused of trying to improve her own balance sheet. ABC's Deirdre Bryant has the story.
Angela Platt earned $40,000 a year as a bookkeeper for a construction materials company. But over the last 6 years, she was able to buy a 100-acre ranch in Vermont, coastal property in Maine, a home in Rhode Island, condos in Disney World in the Bahamas, and more than 35 vehicles. She's now pleaded guilty to embezzling nearly $7 million. Prosecutors say Platt had unusual tastes and decorated her homes with talking trees like the ones in The Wizard of Oz. She also had a 20-foot-tall smoke-breathing dragon and a life-size ceramic statue of Al Capone. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Bill Cosby could be top dog at the Westminster Kennel Club show, at least his canine companion could. The comedian's dandy Dinmont Terrier named Harry moves on to compete for Best in Show tonight. Cause wasn't there last night, but his daughter says he could show up tonight. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bransmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a St. Peter's man had pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography. 23-year-old Brian Burley faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, as well as fines of up to $250,000. In June of last year, police used a program to identify Burley's computer as one that was used to distribute child porn over the Internet. He will be sentenced in May. A massive security breach has impacted area shoppers. From May through December of last year, hackers breached the security of TJX, the parent company of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods. Millions of customers may have had their personal information compromised as a result. Customers are being urged to check their statements closely. To find out more, call 866-484-6978 or visit TJX.com. Finally this hour, a St. Charles hospital will be announcing a major expansion. SSM St. Joseph Health Center is expected to announce the plans today. The plans are likely to include a new hospital garage at the U.S. Post Office site on South 5th Street and a hospital tower to be built a block east in place of the current garage. SSM will hold a news conference this afternoon to officially announce the details of the plan. This WGNU News Report is sponsored by Candy Bouquet at 620 North Skinker. Remember, flowers are nice, balloons are okay. For a lasting impression, send a Candy Bouquet. Phone 314-863-CANDY or visit CandyBouquet.com for a location near you. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your forecast as well as your traffic. Westbound Olive at Lindbergh, look for an accident report, so expect delays. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis or Bryan Road, look for an accident on the shoulder, and it's blocked. That's at Bryan Road. Northbound 270 between Gravel and Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, look for some delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, expect slow traffic mid-span. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for slow traffic in the right lanes. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason, look for slowdowns going on there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some delays. Northbound Route 3, that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge is starting to stack up this hour. Eastbound 70 from K through Mid Rivers, look for slow traffic there. 270 westbound from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant, look for some delays due to rain. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight, you've got slowdowns there as well. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the mid-span into the landing as we speak. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Winter storm warning is in effect, otherwise windy with snow likely. Accumulations are expected between 5 and 7 inches with a high in the 30s for this evening. Cloudy, very windy. Few flurries are possible. Low will be around 10. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high only in the lower 20s. Wednesday evening, cloudy once again with a low around 5. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees. Our current temperature is sitting at 32. We have light freezing rain and some snow mist as we speak. So just slow down, give yourself a break, and bundle up if you're headed out to the bus stops this morning. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. More riveting radio with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
have peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400, 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. We have lawsuits to talk about. We have information to give you. We have stories to bring live to you. We have opportunities for you out here to get involved in your community. And I'd like to think, and I'd like to know that the issues that we bring to you have a national component to them. And the issue that we are getting ready to talk with Captain Wayne Lester. He is the vice chairman of Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Captain Lester, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. We have a really quick couple of minutes here before we get to our break. Can you just sum it up for me to where fire is this week?
Basically, we're having our day in court. We filed about a year or so ago, filing to stop the promotional test for 2000 and also 2004. And now we're at the point where the judge is actually hearing, after all of the summary judgments and after all of the legal haggling, we're finally having our day in court.
Day in court. And we're going to continue this conversation. Stay with us. This is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. We've got so much more coming at you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has a new time, Tuesdays from 10 until noon, right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with Captain Wayne Lester. He is the Vice Chairman of FIRE. We are talking about the lawsuit, their day in court. And, Wayne, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
So let's begin at the beginning.
All right. Back in 1999, they gave a test, the city did, and they used a consultant, O'Leary. The test was the traditional test that we used to took, where you had a fire scene, a written fire scene, and also you had to an assessment center where they test your skills and abilities. Someone actually observed what you did to make sure that you could do the job. Well, he had some errors in his grading, and they threw that test out. And they hired a firm called Baird & Associates out of Akron, Ohio. And I don't know if your listening audience remember, we protested it. They spent a lot of money because we researched the firm, and wherever they went, they had despairing results for African Americans.
When you say disparaging results, break that down for us. Give us some examples of that.
That meant that in Cleveland, where they went, traditionally where African Americans did well on traditional type tests, only one or two would get promoted. Down in Miami, where they went, only one or two would get promoted. And every else, Chicago, every other place they went, only a couple of blacks would get promoted. Now, what that says is either blacks were all of a sudden didn't know the industry of firefight and couldn't take tests, or this firm had a product that was had an inverse impact on the African Americans in the fire service.
And this test was it like the test that was given before? It had the two parts to it, the written and the actual?
Actually, they changed the process. They went to a all multiple choice on the captain exam. And what that meant was that the fire scene was multiple choice and fill in the blank. And the interpersonal was fill in the blank also, like a presentation that was not the traditional type deal.
So
it was more multiple choice than any.
And from your perspective, is that a good type of a test for captains for a city to evaluate whether or not somebody should be a captain of a fire department, a captain in the fire department?
in my opinion, is not, I think, and I've taken two tests, the 1999 test, and I took the blocking and associates test. I think that when you just take a multiple choice test, it dummies down the process. And I equate it to, I use the analogy of when you get your driver's license, you have to take the general knowledge part, which is a cognitive part of the test. But you also got to demonstrate that you can drive a vehicle. So you get in the vehicle and somebody observe you driving the vehicle. And it's the same way with a promotional exam. Somebody should observe that you can actually do the job as well as you have a general knowledge portion. And we expressed that at that time. But the results were just like we had predicted. Only four blacks got promoted to the rank of captain and 18 whites got promoted. Then the battalion chief portion, only two whites got promoted before we were successful in stopping the promotional process by filing our suit. The list expired, and I don't know if you remember, we were explaining then that the mayor tried to get the civil service to reinstitute a dead list. And Irene J. Smith was pivotal because she sat on the committee that heard the case or heard our petition. They called in witnesses. As a matter of fact, one of the civil service commissioner, Newsom, said that the mayor had asked them to reinstitute a dead list. But the ruling, after they took it to court, the judge said that you can't raise the dead. Only God can do that. Mm. So we were successful in stopping that. In the meantime, they gave another test in 2004.
The same test by the same people?
No, actually they went out. They put out the RFP request for review to other companies, and they brought a testing firm back that had given a test some years back, but the end result was they threw it out, called Landy Jacobs. But in the meantime, they had changed the name to EBJ because I believe they were given a test with the police department. And once we were on to them and exposing them, that's when they started changing the name. But what was interesting was the director of personnel at that time, which was Duffy, asked the chief of the fire department, the expert in the fire department, Sherman George, with over 35 years of experience, he asked for input, and they put, I think, about 7 or 8 firms in front of him, and he said, you know, I don't mind as long as you give a few tests, a fair test, rather, but just don't choose two firms. And one of the firms was E.B. Jacobs, because of what had happened in the past, and Barrett and Associates. And, of course, they chose one of the firms that he said don't pick.
Mm.
So that's why we filed a suit, and that's why we're in court now.
And so as a result of them picking that particular company to do it, you all filed a lawsuit and had an injunction.
Well, actually, we didn't have an injunction. The judge would not grant an injunction, but he made it perfectly clear that while this thing is under legal review, it would not be in the interest of the fire department nor the city nor the citizens that they promote. So basically the chief said he was not going to promote, even though he was given an order by the director of public safety to request a list, which ended up in court. And it came out in court that the chief has the ability or has the power based upon the civil service rule to promote, even though he's ordered to request a list, but it's still in his duties and under the powers of the Civil Service Commission to promote or not.
So when we talk about this, Wayne, this is about politics too, isn't it?
Well, I think that's the problem. It's become purely political. And you know, when you had Paul and myself on the show, I think it was a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, he said that that's how they do things. It's purely political. So it has come to a point and a place where it's all political.
And how important is this particular case in the scheme of things in the city of St. Louis in the fire department? How important is this?
I think it's going to be very important when we look back on it, because I think this judge, Judge Sipple, has gone to great lengths to make sure that he understands what's going on. We had a arbitration where we tried to negotiate a deal, and the union came into the room, and we carved out a deal, but when they took it back to their members, they rejected it. The judge then called us all into his chambers and talked with us individually. He sent people down to meet with their people to find out what was going on. Because, as you know, Liz, being an attorney, when you go into those rooms, you're supposed to already have the consent of your membership to work out a deal.
Right.
You don't go and spend 2 or 3 days
and then take it back
in a room and spend thousands of dollars and then say, I got to take it back to my membership to get approved.
Yeah, you go in there with the authority and the direction from your group. This is what we'll take. This is what we won't take. And you know during the meeting that this is what's going to fly and what's not because your members have already told you the parameters.
Right. So subsequently, that's what happened. And the judge let us know when he met with us that he was very candid, that he had called the mayor and let him know what was going on and told him that this was an opportunity for him to step in and to make sure that this get resolved because he didn't want the mayor to say he didn't know after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So he was well aware of what was going on at the time. Unfortunately, because it is political and because Local 73 and the mayor office has a preferential arrangement with them, we didn't get anything done.
So what hangs in the balance here, Wayne, in terms of promotions?
I think what hangs in the balance is more than just the promotions, because I think this judge, during the negotiation, asked us to work out a plan where we can resolve this thing once and for all. So we're dealing with not only the promotions, we're dealing with the protocols of promotion, the way the process is going to work. The problem with the city of St. Louis is that back under the Shamel administration, he had put in place a system where you had a general knowledge portion, you had a system where you had the assessment center, and blacks were getting promoted proportionally to blacks on the job. So you had a 40-60 type promotional deal, which was a fair system, and it worked for 12 years. It changed under the Bosley administration, and things went to this whack system that we have now where you just pick an answer out of a box, a predetermined number. So I think that's the most important part, is that it's going to address the whole system so that we won't be fighting 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and we won't keep fighting the same fight over and over again.
And we need to take a break here, but when we come back, I would like for you to talk about what happened in Ohio, because there was a similar suit, right?
Okay. Yes.
And we're going to come back. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Captain Wayne Luster, Vice Chair of Fighter Fighters Institute for Racial Equality. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about a very pivotal, I believe what's going to be pivotal, lawsuit that's taking place in the city of St. Louis right now in Judge Sipple's courtroom in the federal courthouse. And, Wayne, what time does that trial start?
It started yesterday at 9 o'clock. Matter of fact, I'm in route there now. I'd like to get there about 8:30.
Okay. All right. Stay with us, folks.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at your traffic and your weather. Westbound Olivet, Lindbergh, look for an accident report. It should be cleared by now, but still expect delays. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis through Bryan Road, look for a slow traffic due to an accident on the shoulders blocked at Bryan Road. Northbound 270 at Gravois all the way through Doherty Ferry, look for very slow, sluggish traffic there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through the St. Charles Rock Road, look for delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB, look for some delays there. Eastbound 64 from Highway 14, or eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason Road, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound 270 at Dorset through 70, look for slow traffic in the right lanes as you exit onto Highway 70. Northbound Route 3, that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge is stacked up a bit. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for some delays at that interchange. Eastbound 70 from K through Mid Rivers. Look for very slow traffic. Expect long delays this morning as you make your commute due to the inclement weather. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant Avenue. Look for slow volume going on there. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Expect very heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slow from Midspan on in. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. Give yourself a break and just give yourself plenty of time to get to work. Now let's take a look at that forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. A winter storm warning is in effect today. Windy, very windy conditions this afternoon and this evening. Snow likely. Accumulations between 5 to 7 inches are expected with a high only in the 30s. For this evening, cloudy, windy, few flurries, low around 10. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 20s. Wednesday evening, cloudy with a low around 5. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high only in the lower 20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees and light freezing rain. Snow mist is falling around the WGNU area. It's very foggy out. Give yourself plenty of time for that. The road conditions are going to be deteriorating throughout the day, so just give yourself plenty of time. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. More of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Don't miss today's Sloan Ranger Show on WGNU. In the 5 p.m. hour, Lloyd discusses how the church has failed black Americans with the co-author of The Black Church, The Root of the Problems of the Black Community, Dr. Steve Cole. That's Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, 5 till 7 tonight on AM 920 WGNU.
Just because it's not beach weather doesn't mean the sun's rays aren't powerful. In fact, wintry conditions can increase the risk of skin cancer because snow reflects up to 80% of ultraviolet radiation from the sun. To protect your skin, the Skin Cancer Foundation recommends applying an SPF 15 or higher sunscreen and wear protective clothing all year round. Remember, seek the shade, use sunscreen, and especially do not burn. For more information, visit skincancer.org. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call.
My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking this hour to Captain Wayne Lester. He is the vice chairman of FIRE, Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. We're talking about a lawsuit that is taking place right this week, started yesterday. And Wayne, can you give us some background on this testing firm? They've been sued before.
Yes, they have. One of the selling points that they had was that they never lost a case. I guess that was a technical thing because they had never been in court yet. But now they can't say that because they did lose in Cleveland. But they had suits pending all over the country, based upon the way they do things and the way they test. So it was just a matter of time before they actually get caught.
So the suit in Cleveland, is it similar to the suit that's being, that you all have filed?
Yes, it is. It's based upon the way that they do business, but it's a little bit more involved with them because of the little more overt racism. They had some discrimination things in their suit along with harassment because they were hanging nooses in the drivers on the driver's side of the apparatus. They had a thing where they named a certain section of where engine houses Monkey Island, because a lot of blacks worked there. So it dealt with harassment also.
And they lost that. See, what was the result of the loss? What happened in Cleveland as a result of Barrett and Associates' loss?
As a result of the loss, blacks got promoted, I think, about out of 24 applicants, 24 people possibly get promoted. 13 of them was African-American. And also those individuals that had those incidents with racism got money. Some like $82,000, $100,000, so they won their damage suits.
And we also had some things that happened. The first female lieutenant.
Yes. No, I think it was
the second.
In that city.
Okay.
Got promoted.
So and how long did their trial take? How long of a process did it take to sue Barrett and Associates?
It took some years to actually get to court over a couple of years, but the process went fairly quick. I think it was about a week or two, and they got all the information out, and the results came out, as you saw in the email I sent you, with the promotion ceremony.
So can we look at what happened in Cleveland and kind of project if there is a successful verdict in this case, what will that would happen with the same kind of speed? Can we project that?
Hopefully we can. Mm-hmm. And I'm not an attorney, and I don't try to play one. And I know the regions are different as far as the way the judges do things. I think that has a lot to do with it. So hopefully we can just, but I'm confident that this judge will look at this thing fairly and look at it objectively, and we can prove adverse impact, because that's what we're looking for, to show the adverse impact on African Americans. Yesterday, our expert was on the stand for most of the day, and that's what he was doing.
So this is not a jury trial. This is a judge-tried case.
Yes, it is.
And so how long do you think the trial is going to take?
I think it's going to take till Friday, the way it is going, or early next week.
And who are the people that Barrett and Associates will be bringing on?
I think Dr. Barrett is coming. When you say bringing up, I think he himself is coming. The people that the city, I think he's one of the city's witnesses.
So this is a lawsuit against the city of St. Louis?
Yes. This is against the city of St. Louis and the personnel department, basically the way they have decided to do business and administering tests.
So when you look at the courtroom, did a lot of the people make it down to the trial yesterday?
Actually, it wasn't a lot of people there. It was a fair representation of both sides, from FIRE and also Local 73. But we had some people from your organization that used our building on Saturday come down. We had the Honorable Irene J. Smith come down and be with us. So we appreciated the support. I think it's important because I think the judge needs to see that it's more than just FIRE, but it's the community that's concerned about what's happening. Because remember, we're talking about upward mobility. We're talking about the advancement of African Americans on the fire department in a city that's over 54 or 55% black. And what that translates to, Liz, is that we impact this city $25 million strong annually. And if we want to keep these neighborhoods vibrant, if we want to keep our neighborhoods stable, I think that we need to keep African Americans coming on the job and also getting promoted.
And also, this is about making certain that the city doesn't continue to try to eliminate the progress that has been made so far, because we were one of the few cities in the country that got this wonderful order that demanded certain things from the city of St. Louis with respect to the fire department.
Right. We won a consent decree, which was 50-50 behind. Once we reached that number, they stopped it. It was something that could have continued, but the parties involved did not continue it. Fire was more than willing to do it, but the city and Local 73 did not want to continue it. What they did was say that if you hire one white, you had to hire one black. The percentage that had to be met was 42% of the working population of African Americans in the city of St. Louis. That has been met. So now we have open recruit classes, and I just taught a recruit, the last recruit class, where we had 6 African Americans and 12 Caucasians.
So it's back to what it was before the consent decree?
It's not that bad yet. Hopefully they'll keep the process where it is fairly fair. And right now it's really not fair. It's something where they can eliminate you, and that's a whole other issue and a whole other show, because they've been eliminating people based upon their driving record. And you know, African Americans are disproportionate based upon the national studies and the national reports that you are ticketed for driving while African American or driving while black.
Well, so, what do you mean driving records? For what part of your driving record?
If you have tickets, they've been eliminating you.
What kind of ticket? A ticket? A ticket for what?
Moving violations, anything. They have been eliminating candidates based upon their driver's records. And we have been, that's a fight that we're trying to put forward, and also try to look into with the ACLU to help us go forward and get those ones that have been eliminated to file a suit.
And this is new.
Yes, this is something that we've discovered in the last hiring practice, that they've eliminated people based upon their driver's record.
But then they've also kept people on the fire. They fought to keep firefighters on the job that have been people's vehicles.
Yeah, and drove through blockbusters and all that type stuff.
Huh. That is another show. That is absolutely another show. Wayne, can you tell people where the trial is taking place?
The trial is taking place in the federal building at the Eagleton Courthouse, and that's at 10th and Walnut. It's on the 10th floor of Judge Sipple's court, and it starts, I would say get there a little earlier because Sandra Day O'Connor is in the building. She's hearing the case, and it's heightened security.
Wow.
So you want to get there, you have to have a photo ID in order to get in.
Okay. Captain Lester, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, and I look forward to talking to you after the trial is over with.
Thank you, Liz, for having us on, and I appreciate you listening to it.
All right, take care now. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And again, I want to encourage everybody to go out to the courthouse today to take a look and to show the support. Show the support for what fire represents, what fire is doing, and also for the future of this city. These are wonderful, wonderful jobs that are out there. And the idea that anybody is excluded from these city jobs because of the color of their skin is unacceptable. And we're fighting this battle in 2007, and the battle rages on. You need to be down at the courthouse, the federal courthouse, today. Get there early. Have photo ID. Sandra Day O'Connor's in the house. She is one of a 3-panel judge group that's going to be hearing, I think, 2 cases here in the city of St. Louis. So get down to the courthouse. Bring your photo ID with you. It's imperative that you go down there and show the support. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that I'm giving a speech this Sunday. this Sunday at 2:30 at the Julia Davis Library on St. Louis Public Schools. It's going to be fun. I have some slides ready for you. I have some visuals ready for you. It's going to be I would love to have you there. Come on down to Julia Davis Library on Sunday at 2:30. The Friends of Julia Davis Library have invited me as part of their Black History Month celebration to give a speech on the assault on St. Louis Public Schools, and I am ready for it. I would love to see you there. Sunday at 2:30. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one.
We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Minister Rogers, host of Radio UFO. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests. I've had UFO investigator and coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Dennis Balthaser. I've had Sam Marantos, director of the Illinois Mutual UFO Network, and Felix Clairvoyant with the Raelium Movement, the scientific organization that was involved in the first human clone. Tune in every Friday and Saturday night at midnight and listen to more Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations on AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Alfred.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I just heard that firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
Answer me a couple of questions.
Sure.
I've been hearing that for years and years. The fire department are under local control, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want you to explain something to me. how are we running around here talking about we want to put our police under local control? At least you don't hear all that mess going on in the police department about our police getting can't pass the test, driver's license, not getting promoted, and different things like that.
Actually, Alfred, we do. Actually, it's not like
the fire department.
Well, the reason, here's the thing. The reason is that because the fire department is under local control, they were able to file a lawsuit that required the city of St. Louis to do 50-50 hiring. If it wasn't under local control, we wouldn't have been able to do that lawsuit. Because it is under local control, we can fight on an even playing field. Right now, in order to fight, make changes within the police department, we have to first start with changing the minds up in Jeff City. It's a lot easier. I mean, make no mistake about it, Alfred. We're going to have to fight wherever we go. Okay? We are going to have to fight. There are challenges, there are problems, and there are the issues of race everywhere that we live.
Yes.
We are going to have to fight. So I want to be able to fight on a playing field that is a fair playing field. It is not a fair playing field if we are controlled by the state.
But, you know, looking at it from the outside, I don't hear the police complaining the way the fire department be complaining. And like I say,
you hear it as complaining, Alfred? You hear it as complaining when black people are passed over by with the testing? You hear it as complaining when you have a fire department that tells the first African fire chief, we're not going to let you do what every white chief before you has done. We're not going to let you. We're going to tell you when you've got to provide the list to us. We're not going to let you promote. We're not going to let you run that district. You hear that as complaining, Alfred?
No. Wait a minute. We're getting a different meaning. If somebody kicked you and you don't say nothing, I say you don't complain. If something happened to you and you open your mouth, then you are complaining against it. You are speaking against it.
Okay.
So that's what I mean when complaint. If somebody do you something and you don't say nothing about it, I say, that person don't complain about anything.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Gotcha. We're on the same term. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like again.
But then you don't hear the reason why you don't hear people in the fire, police department is because, one, they don't have an organization like fire.
Well, look, they need to get one.
Yes, they do.
If they're getting passed over and things like that, they need to get an organization like the fire department. But again, I say, I don't hear the police complaining like that, but I hear everybody talking about, we want this in local control. I would hate to see the police department get under local control, and then the police are complaining about they can't get a promotion and the way they're treating them on the police force. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you switched up back to a different definition of complaining with that one. We will hear, and we should hear. If we get local control, shouldn't we hear the police officers complaining in the way that you originally defined the word complaining? Shouldn't we?
But
right now, maybe you don't. Maybe, first of all, they don't have the same funding that fire does. Second of all, fire has been at this consistently for several decades now. This, what we're seeing is the result of decades worth of work and effort and time and money in this and consistent battle of this. The police officers association, in fact, the Black Police Officers Association, and some of the folks in there I really, really, really care about, but the beginning of the police organization, they didn't even want to call it black. It's called, now the name is escaping me, but the fact of the matter is that the police officers are experiencing exactly the same thing they live in the same place, they're experiencing the same thing. And the challenge is, one of the challenges is, not having local control over our police department. We had the first all white, class for the police,
yeah.
In the last class.
Yeah, I remember they was talking about that. It was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Different things like that.
All right, Alfred.
Okay, then.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
1-877-920-WGNU. Kathy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him, too, that if the policemen speak out, sometimes they're punished by the very people who are over them. And I wanted to reiterate the rally for Saturday, weather permitting and good Lord willing. And also I wanted to thank the IUI for being supportive of everything that's going on here in this city, because we need, this is an entity that we've always needed.
Absolutely.
To take care of African-American people. I really thank you and Irene for being there, because, I mean, I'm a person, I don't like the spotlight, but I like to see justice.
Absolutely.
And the firefighters, boy, I hope they keep it on, you know.
Absolutely.
And get everything that's needed to them.
Absolutely.
And like
and
you
us.
Said, the policeman that we met Saturday, beautiful people. I never knew they were down there.
Mm.
But they do need their own rulership over the city police department.
Fact. Thanks for your call,
Kat. Okay. And don't forget to ask for Saturday.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell everybody what it's for. This
okay.
is we're going to meet at the Jeremy Tree.
Yeah, meet at the Jeremy Tree, 5500 Greer. We're trying to hold the police department accountable because we haven't heard from the killer of Jeremy Robinson.
That's right.
They haven't said his name, his place, his identification. And like I told them Saturday, if it was black, we'd know everything about him, his age, where he lived, everything.
Absolutely.
So we want to know what happened to this man that killed our baby. And, you know, he's under the ground. No sense has been said about him, you know.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
And I'll see you Sunday. Too.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. Robert.
Hi. I think you probably know this. I don't know if our listeners do, that the issue of local control of our fire and police departments or the fact that the state still controls them is a leftover vestige of the times of enslavement.
Mm-hmm.
And my question, and I don't know if everybody knows the history of that, and maybe you could point that out to the listeners, but my question is there any effort on the part of our local black elected officials to introduce constitutional amendments to get that changed?
I know that Quincy Troop has, when he was a state legislator was attempting to and did introduce frequently the legislation needed to make that change. There were also negotiations with the governor when there was a Democratic governor. There have been efforts afoot forever almost to change that. And with respect to local, if you're talking about aldermanic introduction of legislation, I am unaware of aldermanic introduction of legislation. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened.
Well, I guess I would submit or I would suggest that we, as citizens in the city of St. Louis, take it upon ourselves to do like John Conyers has done with the reparations and introduce it in every legislative session and agitate for that change, because my understanding is that it would have to take place at the state level.
Absolutely.
And happen as a constitutional amendment.
But absolutely.
It makes absolutely no sense.
It doesn't.
We do not have control of our, particularly given the history of why we don't have control of our police department.
Absolutely. And then the other piece of it, we also don't have control of our board of elections. The governor appoints people in our board of elections.
Right. And none of that makes any sense. And I think that's something that we should be very upset about and should consistently and continually agitate for until it changes.
Absolutely.
Maybe the citizens could start writing letters to their local elected officials asking them
to make that put that at the forefront.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I was down at the courthouse yesterday, Liz, and I guess I was disheartened with what I saw. I am a retired firefighter. I spent 30 years in the system. I've been associated with the fire department for about 40 years.
Eugene, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Can you stay on hold?
Yes.
Okay, let me put you on hold because we want to finish this conversation. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back after this break. Stay with me.
I'm hearing revolution in the air, feel my brothers talking the same.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King.
was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Clouds are getting a workout this morning in places like Indianapolis. The snow part of a major winter storm that's made driving dangerous to the west. ABC's Barbara Pinto is in Chicago.
Well, the buses are running. We've seen commuters coming into the city. On the way in this morning, I did see quite a few spin-outs. The conditions are treacherous, especially on the secondary roads where the plows have not reached. So it could be a really raw, rough commute this morning. At least it's shaping up to be that way.
Much of the East Coast hasn't gotten much snow, but it's on the way, and that means a trip to the grocery store for this New Yorker who says that wants to make sure that he is stocked up, wants to make sure he has enough bread, milk, eggs, everything he needs. To the south, strong storms, possibly a tornado in New Orleans, still ravaged by Hurricane Katrina.
Early reports are that 7 people are injured. There are firefighters searching from house to house. The daylight may reveal more. The storm ripped the roof off of a hotel and damaged several homes. These are homes that families have spent more than a year rebuilding.
ABC Steve Ocean saw me. We're learning more about the gunman who shot up a Salt Lake City mall last night.
Well, so far there's very little explanation for what happened and why. The police say it was an 18-year-old man who was the gunman. They don't know why he went into the mall, but he shot 5 people and killed them. The gunman himself was killed in a shootout with the police.
A disagreement over money may be behind last night's shooting at a business meeting in Philadelphia. The gunman shot and killed 3 people, then himself. The House could take a step today toward a resolution against the troop buildup in Iraq. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
Speaker Pelosi will kick off the debate today, calling for a straightforward vote should the number of U.S. troops in Iraq surge or not. The White House continues to warn that Congress should watch its words and not send the wrong signal of disapproval to the U.S. troops or to encourage the enemy, which is causing the Baghdad violence. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
This is ABC News.
Need professional-looking documents? Office Depot can help. From small jobs to bound presentations, bring in your document or submit it at OfficeDepot.com. We'll ship virtually anywhere. Plus, our work is backed by the Office Depot Satisfaction Guarantee. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-618-4001. That's 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
A U.S. military base could soon get some newly trained defenders, the kind that like to stay in water most of the time. Here's ABC's Chuck Severson.
They have astonishing sonar abilities and can detect underwater mines. Now the Navy's Marine Mammal Program in San Diego trains sea lions and dolphins to patrol for terrorist swimmers and scuba divers. They carry in their mouths special cuffs attached to long ropes. The animals clamp the cuff around a swimmer's leg so they can be reeled in for questioning. They patrolled harbors in San Diego and Iraq and may be sent to Washington State's Naval Base Kitsap Bangor. So next time this guy meets, don't be shocked. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now, you've probably been frustrated by airport security more than once. A German tourist in the Philippines wasn't too thrilled to be asked to go through the metal detector for a second time, so he dropped his pants and walked through. Now, he did make it through security, but he didn't get onto the plane. He was arrested after his demonstration. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, St. Charles police are on the lookout for at least three men who assaulted two people at a restaurant. The incident happened on Saturday night in front of Rookie's Bar and Grill on South Newtown Avenue. One of the victims said that the perpetrators yelled racial slurs, and police are looking into the incident as a possible hate crime. If you have any information, call the St. Charles Police Department at 636-949-3300. A Southern Illinois man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for his role in a meth conspiracy. 23-year-old Jason Price received the sentence last Friday in Benton. Between 2001 and 2004, Price was involved in a conspiracy to make and possess meth with plans to deal the drug in Franklin and Williamson counties. Price must also serve a concurrent prison term for possessing meth-making materials and must also pay a $500 fine. Finally this hour, the Cardinals are heading to spring training. The defending 2006 World Series champions will report to Jupiter, Florida this week to kick off the new baseball season. Pitchers and catchers report on Wednesday, and position players will arrive next Monday. The exhibition season starts in the last week of February, and the regular season kicks off on April 1st with the home opener against the New York Mets. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for this hour. Slow down, use caution, because there's plenty of traffic going on due to the inclement weather. Westbound 44 between Washington, Highway 100, and US 50. Look for an accident just east of 50 is causing a slowdown there. Westbound 70 between Route A and 40. Look for delays due to stop-and-go traffic. There's an accident at Highway 4061. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis to Bryan Road. Look for that accident. It's been cleared at Bryan Road, but expect slow traffic as a result. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road, you can see some delays due to the weather. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, expect some delays there at mid-span. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for slow traffic in the right lanes as you approach the 70 exits. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, that exchange is looking heavy at this hour. Eastbound 70 from Cave through Mid Rivers Mall, look for a slow volume there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant, look for some delays. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight, you've got a slowdown going on there as well. Northbound 55 between Green Park and Rivas Barracks, look for a stall cleared at Rivas Barracks, but it'll cause a slowdown. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is still stacked up. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split into the landing, look for some delays. And we just received an accident report at Market at Tucker, so just use caution as you're out there. The roads are slick, causing a whole lot of problems. Use some caution there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, a winter storm advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Otherwise, blustery, freezing rain and sleet early this morning. Then snow, heavy at times, late in the morning and afternoon. Visibility will be a quarter mile or less with blowing and drifting snow this afternoon. Snow and sleet accumulations are expected between 5 and 7 inches. The highs will be in the lower 30s, falling to the 20s by the afternoon with a north wind around 15 to 20 miles per hour with a gust up to 30 miles per hour. Later this afternoon. For this evening, colder, cloudy, chance of snow in the evening, then occasional flurries after midnight, blowing snow and drifting snow after midnight as well, low around 15. For Wednesday, colder, mostly cloudy with a high around 20. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 5. Then Thursday, very cold, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, but the high will be very deceiving as the high will only be around 20. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have light freezing rain, snow mist with 32 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 32 degrees with some light freezing rain as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers of the sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers of the sisters.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. And Eugene, you were talking about the trial that is going on over in the federal courthouse that FIRE has filed against the city of St. Louis and their testing service. You were there yesterday.
Yes, that's correct, Liz. And like I said, I am also a retired firefighter, so I'm familiar with the fire department. I was a little disheartened because it reinforced in my mind that nothing has changed in 40 years. the fire department is still as racist as it was the day that I joined. I guess I was more disheartened by all of the information that the expert witness testified to and concluded that these tests had an adverse impact on black firefighters. This man is a PhD, Liz, and he category after category after category, he was showing that this test had an adverse impact. Now, all of this could have been circumvented had the city of St. Louis and the personnel department followed the advice that the chief of the fire department gave them. And that advice was not to use Barrett and Associates. The chief gave the Department of Personnel a list of testing companies and asked that these two companies not be used to administer the test. But because 73 is so racist, and they surely convinced the mayor and the personnel department to use these two testing firms. And as a result of that, that's where we are in court again. This is not a new battle. This battle has been going on for at least 40 years that I'm aware of. But nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. The racism is just as strong.
But the racism is as strong and as blatant as it is because, as you know, Eugene, these are fabulous jobs. These are jobs that you can raise your family on. These are jobs that will bring economic stability to people, to communities, to cities. These are jobs that everybody has access to. You know, I mean, you don't have to have a PhD in order to apply to be a firefighter. You know what I'm saying? So it is the most inclusive type of a job that can provide stability, economic stability for people, their communities and their city. So that is also the one of the pushes behind this too. The racism of these are our jobs and it's nobody else's but our jobs.
I agree with that point, Liz, but like I said before, the reason that I'm disheartened is because the young fire department, young members on the fire department today, black, are facing the very same thing
that I face.
Yes, they are. And they are discouraged and they're being fired and for little or no reason.
And I guess the thing that we have to remind ourselves of, Eugene, those of us at different points in the battle of this, I mean, you've spent 30 years in that department. We have to remind ourselves and raise our children and be in our community with the understanding that the battle never ends. It's
no.
Never going to be. I mean, I feel your disappointment in that, but the reality is that these young firefighters need to know that there will always be, as long as they live, and whether they live to be 70 or 80 or 90 or 100, racism will be in this country. And they're going to have to fight against it.
Well, it certainly is alive and well on the fire department, specifically with Local 73.
Specifically. You're absolutely right. Eugene, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Liz.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920, WGNU.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one.
We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you. Come on home and turn me on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Davis.
Teach, Liz. Teach, will you? Thank you very much. For that court down there, what time did they say for that fire department?
They're saying about 8:30.
About 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's 8:30.
About 10 minutes from now.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll have to make a move fast.
Okay.
All right, and then 9 o'clock Saturday, right? They're having the meeting, the regular group?
The regular IUI, International Urban Institute, 9 o'clock Saturday at the Fires Building at 1020 North Taylor.
Right. And then Sunday, 2:30, right?
2:30. I'm giving a speech at the Julia Davis Library on the assault on our public schools. Yes.
Yes. All right. You got our weekend planned out for us there and everything.
And don't forget also, we have the activity at noon on Saturday with the Jeremy Tree that folks are going to continue to raise the issue about the murder of Jeremy Robbins.
At noon.
Yes.
Right. Now, do they say that the police department, the men do not have an organization?
They do have an organization. I just can't remember the name. It's not like fire.
I was going to say, because my brother retired from the police force in Chicago, and I'm sure that they had an organization.
It's called the Ethical Society. Ethical Society.
Yes.
That's what it is.
All
yeah.
right. I knew they
but
had
it is
it
not
Chicago.
Like fire. It is not like fire. It is absolutely not like
is
fire.
Is that right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just think, Liz, the fellows are over there in Iraq dying.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame and what a disgrace to the government here in the United States that we have to have these organizations and everything to have our equal rights and everything and have to fight for them all of the time. And that it's a disgrace, really.
Absolutely. Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Davis.
Liz.
Take care.
Surely.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz.
Oh, good morning, John.
I wanted to call and share some information about what's afoot with legislation for local control of the police.
Very good.
First off, last spring it was that the Board of Police Commissioners passed their phony baloney civilian review board. And that was after a five-year effort by the Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression to create an effective civilian review board. And that was, you know, vetoed by the mayor and then supplanted by this fake plan by the police commissioners. So the Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression decided at that point that the next political step to take was local control if we wanted a responsive police department. And we started working then on legislation, meeting with Maida Coleman over the summer and the fall. And so there is a bill now up in Jeff City, introduced by Senator Coleman for local control of the police. And that is Senate Bill 486.
Senate Bill 486.
Right, right. And the computers were down for the House last night. I'm not sure if the House bill has been filed yet or not. It's going to be filed any day now.
Who's filing it on the House side?
Well, it's either going to be Jeanette Mott Oxford or Robin Wright Jones or Jamila Nasheed. All three of those of them are working on it, and we just decided to let them decide who's going to take the lead on that. But all three of those women are working on it on the House side.
Very good.
And so it doesn't take a constitutional amendment. It is just a state statute that has to be passed.
Very good.
And we started putting that information out Saturday at the forum, you know, that forum with the police board. But anybody who is interested in working on this campaign could get in touch with us. You know, anybody wants to put their name on a list of personal endorsers, or if you have an organization that wants to, you know, endorse this legislation, we would love to have your support.
Very good. And is there a phone number, John?
Yes, 413-0454.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that very easily at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. I am thinking about a couple of things that have caught my attention and should catch yours, because we have some scary things afoot. Some scary things afoot. And I don't know if there is a connection, I don't know, maybe there's a connection with the storms that are coming, hurricanes in New Orleans. People who, I don't know how Lord help the folks who finally got their home built in New Orleans and then had a tornado come and rip that home up. Lord help those folks. Because I cannot imagine having to deal with something like that. It's too much. And then I'm looking out the window here on the 13th floor. And clearly there's a storm brewing. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. But I do know this, that this administration of George W. Bush is not satisfied with a Democratic majority in the House and the Senate. They're not satisfied with the fact that people are in opposition to this war. They don't care. And they haven't rolled over, and they have not taken their eye off the prize. if you pay attention to the rhetoric that is coming from this administration, the mouth of this administration, they're picking a fight with Iran. This administration is picking a fight with Iran. And maybe that's why things are so unsettled. Maybe that's why this weather is so crazy. Maybe that's why things are in such turmoil. I don't know. But I'm going to talk about some stuff. Some more stuff when we get back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Westbound 70 stop traffic between Zumbel and Cave Springs. There's an accident just west of Cave Springs. It's blocking all lanes, so use caution. Expect some time delays going on there. Westbound 44 from Highway 100 through US 50. Look for an accident just east of 50, so expect some slow traffic there. Westbound 70 from Route A through 40. Look for delays as an accident is at 4061. Stop and go traffic there. Eastbound 44 between Route AH and 50. Look for an accident off the roadway at mile marker 244. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis through Bryan Road. Look for some delays due to an earlier stall. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry. Look for delays around the 44 interchange. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road. You've got some slowdowns going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. Look for delays mid-span. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slow traffic in the right lanes as you exit on the Highway 70. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Slow volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Expect delays. Eastbound 70 from Cade through Mid Rivers Mall. Look for delays there. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant. You can expect delays there as well. Eastbound 40 between Highway 141 and Mason Road. Look for some delays there as well. Also, eastbound 40 between 94 and the Boone Bridge, look for an accident. Right lane is blocked, and it's on the eastern edge of the bridge, so use caution and expect the slowdowns there. It is very slick and very low visibility out there, so use some caution as you're driving and give yourself plenty of time to get to work. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Otherwise, blustery, freezing rain and sleet this morning. Then snow heavy at times late in the morning and afternoon. Visibility will be a quarter mile or less with blowing and drifting snow this afternoon. Snow accumulations are expected between 5 and 7 inches. The high will be in the lower 30s, but dropping to the 20s by the afternoon with a north wind between 15 and 20 miles per hour, gusting to around 30. So bundle up if you're headed outside. This evening, colder, cloudy, chance of snow in the evening, then flurries after midnight. Blowing snow is expected with a low around 15. The north wind will be blowing once again around 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Wednesday, happy Valentine's Day, colder, mostly cloudy with a high around 20. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, once again a low around 5. Then on Thursday, very cold, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, but it will be deceiving as the high will only be around 15. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have fog, light freezing rain, snow mist, and 32 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting pretty much the same. Give yourself some time, bundle up, and do take care if you're headed out to the bus stop this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. Up next is more of the award-winning Wake-Up Call with your host, Liz Brown, Riveting Radio, right here. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks automatic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Automatic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Looking around, the whole world still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. In the little things and the joy they bring.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. You're on the Wake Up Call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I am, before I get to any more of other stuff, I just have to share with you these articles that I have been just really, really, really concerned about. We have articles coming out of France. We have articles coming out of Russia. We have articles coming out that are telling us that Iran is going to be used as an excuse for our country, this government, to engage in another war.
We have battleships, additional battleships being shipped, sent to the region. We have the ratcheting up of rhetoric from this administration. It is as if this administration is now saying Iran is the reason why things are going so badly in Baghdad. Understand the paradigm shift. Understand the shift that this administration is now attempting to do. And I gotta give them their props. This is some slick stuff. This is some slick stuff. Okay. And then let me explain to you how slick it is. They know how angry you all are at this war. They know how horrible this war is going. They know how brutal the activities that are going on in the execution of this war, the bombings, suicide, non-suicide bombings. They know that the American people's tolerance and attitude and acceptance of this war is no more. Okay, so, and they know that they lost this election. So what do you do? And here's the slick piece of it. We're going to take all that anger, take all that fury, and we're going to focus that fury and that anger on Iran. Well, they're going to flip the, not even, you know, this is not even flip the script. They're going to take your anger or attempt to direct your anger and use your anger, because that's what they used to get us into Iraq, whipped y'all up about Saddam Hussein, and y'all all trippy about what he did to the Kurds, can't even spell Kurds. Gotta go to war, gotta get, and then they threw in a little bit of the 9/11 stuff. Saddam was responsible for that too. And y'all just tied a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree and said, oh yeah, I'm down with this war. Down with it. Saddam is a madman. I guess that's why he hung out with George Bush's daddy, huh? And Rumsfeld. So they whipped you, whipped you, whipped you, whipped you with lies, half-truths, and counted on your racism. Banked on your racism. And they got into Iraq so that they can get at that oil, steal the oil. Something that Saddam prevented them from doing forever. Okay. So they realize what they have in their emotional bank right now. They don't have anything in their emotional bank in support of this war. But they have in their emotional bank Americans' hatred of what is happening to people in Iraq right now, what's happening to our soldiers. We need another boogeyman. We want to use that rage. We want to use that anger. This is a slick piece. Let's just slide it on over to Iran. How do we slide it on over to Iran? Oh, we start telling people the same twisted lies that got us into this war to begin with. Well, you know, everybody's getting their guns from Iran. Huh? What the heck are you talking about? That's what they're saying. Well, you know, Iran is funding all this stuff that's going on up in there. I know you're mad. This is who you're supposed to be mad at. And it's difficult. It's more difficult to get people mad at a country than at a person. But they've laid such a good groundwork that there's the possibility they're keeping hope for hate alive. Let me say that again. They're keeping hope for hate alive. They're hoping that you hate so much what is going on, that you are as geographically illiterate as Boy George is, that you will see the same people, whether they're in Iraq or Iran, And throw in some of that Muslim stuff. They think that they have the recipe for what they need to start the fight, to pick the fight with Iran. What is happening? I mean, it's slick stuff. It's not Boy George's fault what's happening in Iraq. It's not Donald Rumsfeld's fault what's happening in Iraq. It's not Condoleezza Rice's fault what's happening in Iraq. It's not Colin Powell's fault. It's not Wolfowitz's fault. It's not Cheney's fault. It's not Scooter's fault. It's not Rove's fault. It's Iran's fault. You didn't know that? It's Iran. They the one that started this mess. It's that same slick, twisted stuff that's going on here in the city of St. Louis. The schools are screwed up because of Francis Slay, so let's give Francis Slay control of the schools. These are amazing times that we're living in, and scary times. It's not done with. It is not done with. And to show you the twisted nature of the world that we live in and the administration that is governing us. The Bush administration plans to cut funding for veterans' health care 2 years from now. Let me say that again. I want to say it again slower. The Bush administration plans to cut funding for veterans' health care 2 years from now. If he's not a sick, twisted man. I want to say it again one more time because I just really want you to feel this. The Bush administration plans to cut funding for veterans' health care. Health care. Oh, yeah. We have a lot to talk about. Stay with me.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has a new time, Tuesdays from 10 until noon, right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Are you a teen planning to attend after-school programs at your school? Would you like to learn about running a business or working with money? Maybe make some new friends. Then ask your teacher or after-school coordinator about Junior Achievement's after-school programs. By participating in JA, you can also qualify for scholarships. Best of all, it's available at low or no cost to your school. For more information, visit afterschool.ja.org. That's afterschool.ja.org. News to students from Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis public schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
The award-winning wake-up call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom, peace, and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget the look upon their faces.
I keep score. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920 WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. All after-school programs for the St. Louis Public Schools have been canceled for today. It is unclear as to whether or not the school board meeting will take place tonight. Stay tuned, but I do know that all after-school programs for the St. Louis Public Schools have been canceled due to the winter winter storm advisory that is in effect. So pass it on. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, children. George Bush is cutting the VA, cutting funding for veterans health care. Not for today, but for 2 years from now. Good God, we're already swamped with the vets coming back from the hundreds and thousands of folks, or the tens of thousands of folks that are coming back from Iraq. Bush said, okay, we'll just cut it. We'll just cut it. He wants to cut. Now, mind you, providing medical care to veterans has been growing rapidly by more than 10% in many years. And what the White House wants is consecutive cutbacks in 2009, 2010, and then a freeze thereafter. Ain't that some stuff? Just makes you want to spit. Derek.
Yes.
Good morning.
What's happening, Liz?
What's up?
Hey, I just called to make just a simple comment about the brother who was just so unclear about Obama. And I'm not going to judge the brother or anything because, you know, I still don't know where he was coming from. But I think the biggest problem is that a lot of people assume that Obama is going to have this pro-black agenda. And because he's not up speaking about a so-called pro-black agenda, that he's not, you know, representing us in the way that he should. You know, it's kind of that, you know, that brother don't realize he's just as not as a weak representation of us as he assumes Obama is, because, first of all, he's practicing divide and conquer.
You think that Obama is practicing dividing?
No, the brother.
Oh, okay.
No, I said that he's just as weak of a representation in our community that he assumed that Osama is.
Okay, let's talk.
I mean, that Obama is.
Well, let's talk about Obama. I want to talk about Obama. Tell me about your position about Barack Obama.
First of all, Barack Obama to me is I'm not that sure about him at this time.
Okay.
One thing that I am impressed about him, that he's not fooled to think that just because he's black that every black person is that unintelligent or politically unintelligent and they're just going to support him.
You think that is because he said that on 60 Minutes.
Right.
I assume that's where you heard him say that.
Right.
That's in response to the fact that Hillary Clinton has more African support than he does. And I see it the other way.
Uh-huh.
I see it that Barack Obama should be very concerned that he doesn't at this point of the game have that kind of African support, because people of African descent are looking to support an African person that speaks to their issues.
Right.
If Jesse Jackson were to walk into the stage and other white candidates had more black support than he did, he should be very concerned about that. Barack Obama's statement should have been, I am very concerned about that, because one of the things that I want to communicate and communicate to a constituency that I am a part of, that I am about those issues. So I find that very concerned. He didn't say that.
Right.
He didn't say that. He said, no, black people are not dumb. And that's not what I wanted to hear. I know that already. But
right.
the thing about it is that he should be very concerned. that black people, he doesn't have the support within the African community. And I'm concerned that he doesn't have the support within the African community, because that says something to me. And if it says something to me, it should say something to him, too.
Right. Hey, Liz.
Yes.
And do you think that at this, with it being so premature, especially considering the primaries and everything, that to assume that he won't attract the black community, because really the black community does not know him, and he made that very clear.
Well, here,
and that the black community does have this feeling that they have a feeling that they know Clinton well enough to support them and the so-called issues that they will be supporting us on.
Well,
now, do you think that later on, and this is just my question to you, a real opinion, you know, real feedback in terms of, it could be maybe too premature for people to really formulate opinions. So you know how we go with what's comfortable.
Well, I don't
change
think so.
Later.
Here's the thing. I think that Barack Obama, in order to have a relationship with the African community, he has to speak to the issues that are
right.
important to African people.
Right.
And he's not going to do that. I've had him on my show. And I've asked him some of those questions, and I've got to go remember, I've got to go back in my tapes and find the actual interview, because he was very clear about that it's not going to be, he is not going to be at the forefront of addressing racial issues. And I think that we as people of African descent need to read his books and understand where he is coming from, because the challenge to evaluating anybody is anybody we don't know in political office. For instance, if you are pro-choice and you change your mind on Thursday and you become, you know, pro-life, okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say, well, gosh, I'm going to take you at your word that you have had a conversion or that you have changed or whatever, and you are on that position. When a
right.
person who's running for office makes that change, I have to ask the question, is that really a change, or is that something that he or she is doing out of political expediency that he or she wants a job promotion?
Right.
And so then I have to look harder and uncover more and dissect every word that they say. Because I know that all of them are motivated for political reasons. They want to keep their job or get a job promotion. So,
mm-hmm.
so in looking at the words of Barack Obama, someone that I know went up to Washington D.C. and he at the DNC conference, and
uh-huh.
he saw Hillary Clinton's speech, and he saw Dennis Kucinich's speech, and he saw John Edwards' speech, but he didn't have a chance to. He missed Barack Obama's speech, and that's the one that he really wanted to see. And
uh-huh.
he asked people after they had been to and attended Barack Obama's speech, it was wonderful, it was wonderful. And he said, well, what did he say? And nobody could remember what he said. And my concern is that people will walk away with a feeling about Barack Obama. They will fill in the blanks of Barack Obama. It is not healthy in a relationship to fill
right.
in the blanks about somebody, and it's in any relationship, whether it's a personal relationship or a political relationship, we cannot fill in the blanks for Obama. We can't say, oh, he made me feel good at this speech, but what did he say in the speech? What is he going to do in the speech? If you listen to the words of Barack Obama, did you hear what he said about, that people are not gonna, I'm not gonna not be elected because of the color of my skin? Did you hear him say that on 60
yeah,
Minutes?
Yeah, I heard that.
And what did you think when he said that?
I thought he was kind of shooting a little bit.
Huh?
he was definitely shooting in the dark.
Well, wait, no.
The main reason why he's like, take for instance.
Okay, are you getting ready to fill in the blank? Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me.
No, I'm not trying to fill in the
okay.
blank, really. I had a guy at the firehouse that said that, well, you know, this guy's going to be in trouble in terms of the election. And he wasn't aware that I was in the room. You know, and he said, because of his religion. So I stopped and said, why his religion? Oh, because he's a Muslim and he grew up in a madrasa, blah, 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 blah. You know, personally, I thought that was kind of shallow, because he didn't even listen to the whole story. You know what I'm saying? Especially when CNN sent out their investigative report that actually do a coverage on the school history you know, and
why did Barack Obama,
was there?
Why
that it was absolutely not a majority.
Okay. We don't have time for that piece of this discussion. No apologies necessary. But my question is, what do you think about a man of African descent who's raised in America and says, if I'm not elected to the presidency, it won't be because of my race? What do you say about a person that believes that?
Well, like I just said earlier, I just think he was shooting in the dark, because the main reason he won't get elected in America, especially as American president, is because of his race.
Well, then what do we say about a man that wants to be our president that doesn't get that fundamental thing? Shouldn't we fill in the blank with that?
I see where you're coming from, Liz, but at the same time, have to take a position on. I haven't heard enough from Barack Obama to see where he's coming from to judge him at this time. And I just, you know, before I cast the judgment, I just rather hear more from him. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with you totally. In order to get to know the man a little bit, you got to read his books, blah, blah, blah. You also got to listen to his political agenda. And that's just something I want to hear more of.
I am not going to be...
I just hope that we...
Oh, we always
brothers,
do. We always do.
We in the community just kind of hold off and absolutely do not be fooled to think that he's going to have a black agenda. No brother that's going to get up there is going to run for presidency with a black agenda is going to succeed. That's just flat out it. You know,
I don't trust a brother that hides his agenda from me because he wants to be accepted. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to, I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created
for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's been pretty much a snow-free winter for most of the Northeast, but not much longer. A wintry mix is in the forecast tonight and tomorrow from Washington to Boston. Snow is already falling in parts of the Midwest, and that's just fine with this tourist from Florida who's visiting Indianapolis.
Came to Indiana, and I said, oh, my God, this is the first time I've ever seen snow. And I tell you what, be the last time I want to see it, too.
New Orleans is dealing with another weather event, not as bad as Hurricane Katrina, but serious enough.
Residents who have been spending the past year and a half rebuilding heard that awful sound of a freight train and learned that a tornado had ripped through parts of Gentilly, parts of West Wego, which are suburbs and communities in and around New Orleans. The tornado ripped roofs off the tops of homes and businesses, tore through tree limbs. There are approximately 16,000 people who are without power.
ABC Steve Osunsami in New Orleans. They're still not sure why he did it, but police in Salt Lake City are learning more about the man who shot up a mall last night.
They have not identified him other than to say that he's an 18-year-old man. That's as far as it's gone so far. They have no explanation for why he did this. This is a very busy shopping mall. There's stores and theaters in there, restaurants. It was getting very busy at that hour, about 6:30, 6:40, and this man just came out of nowhere and started shooting people, and some of the witnesses saw people shot dead right in front of their eyes.
ABC's Brian Rooney in Salt Lake City. Officials in Beijing applaud an agreement that was reached earlier today at the Six Nations Talks. It calls for North Korea to shut down its main nuclear reactor. The North, in change, will receive tens of thousands of heavy fuel oil now, with more to come. The race for the White House is getting a little more crowded. Republican Mitt Romney made it official today in a speech in his home state of Michigan. This is ABC News.
Need professional-looking documents? Office Depot can help. From small jobs to bound presentations, bring in your document or submit it at officedepot.com. We'll ship virtually anywhere. Plus, our work is backed by the Office Depot Satisfaction Guarantee. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-618-4001. That's 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
Well, a new study says an old saying apparently is true. Here's ABC's Karen Chase.
Actually, it does. University of Washington researchers found just one toxic team member can upset the entire apple cart at work and create a dysfunctional situation for everyone.
Give yourself to the dark side.
They found the negativity emitted by just one disgruntled employee can't be reversed by two or three good people.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
The solution? Remove the poison apple from the barrel entirely and exile him to a remote office where he can't infect anyone else. Karen Chase, ABC News.
You may be opting for a cozy night in tomorrow night to celebrate Valentine's Day. Maybe you'll watch a movie. Blockbuster talked to a lot of people who told them they like romantic films, men and women, but that's where it ends. Men like Titanic, women, well, our top choice is The Notebook. I'm Daria Olbinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a man suspected of killing an area teacher made his first court appearance yesterday. 30-year-old Derek Luster was arrested last Friday night in Texas on charges of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. He is accused of killing 57-year-old Joyce Bellrose of Webster Groves in August of 2000. Luster could be returned to St. Louis after an extradition hearing, which could take place today. The Missouri House is preparing to debate a tax cut bill. House Republican leaders say they have worked out their plan for the bill, which would remove state income taxes on Social Security benefits. The measure would also eliminate taxes on the pensions of thousands of retirees who do not participate in Social Security. If the bill turns into a runaway tax cut, it could get scaled back in the Senate. Finally this hour, the Blues return to the ice tonight when they take on the San Jose Sharks at Scott Trade Center. St. Louis is looking to rebound from a 4-3 overtime loss to the Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday night. The Blues have earned points in 11 of their last 15 games overall. Tonight's game will mark the fourth and final meeting with the Sharks this season. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with your traffic and your weather. We have a lot of traffic going on, a lot of reports, a lot of accidents going on, so let's get busy. Westbound 70 between Zumbel and Mid Rivers Mall. Look for an accident. That's at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. It's blocking all lanes. Expect stop traffic there. Westbound 70 at Blanchett through 94. Look for delays at Highway 94. There's an accident going on there, so just use caution. Don't know the lane blockage, so just use your brakes and use your common sense. Eastbound 40 between Highway 94 and the Boone Bridge. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. That's on the eastern edge of the bridge. Eastbound 364 at east of Veterans Memorial Bridge. Look for an accident. So you've got stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 40 between Clarkson and Chesterfield. There's an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's at Chesterfield Parkway. Westbound 44 between Highway 100 and US 50. There's an accident. That's east of US 50. So expect slow traffic there. Northbound 55 between 3200 South Broadway and Arsenal. Look for a disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked. That's east on the ramp to Arsenal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Westbound Poplar Street Bridge traffic is backed up through Route 3, so just use caution. Give yourself plenty of time as the slowdown's going on there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road all the way through K. Look for some delays there. Eastbound 40 between 94 and the Boone Bridge. That accident's been cleared now. It's on the eastern edge of the bridge and traffic's starting to ease up. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for some delays at that interchange as well as northbound 270 at 70. Look for delays as you get onto Highway 70 eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass into Highway 270. Look for some delays. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. It's slick out there, so just slow down. Give yourself plenty of time and use some caution. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Otherwise, blustery conditions, freezing rain and sleet early this morning, and snow heavy at times late in the morning and afternoon. Visibility will be a quarter mile or less with blowing and drifting snow in the afternoon. Snow and sleet accumulations are expected between 5 and 7 inches. The high will be in the lower 30s, but dropping into the 20s by the afternoon. The north wind will be a cause of a lot of that, with a blowing from 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts over 30 miles per hour. For this evening, colder, cloudy, chance of snow in the evening, then occasional flurries after midnight. Blowing and drifting snow will cause some delays and some visibility problems. Low should be around 15. North winds will be about 15 to 20 miles per hour this evening. For Wednesday, Valentine's Day, look forward to colder, mostly cloudy conditions with a high around 20. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 5. For Thursday, very cold, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, but the sun will be deceiving as the high will only be 15. I'd rather be in Florida right now. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees, light freezing rain and snow mist. Lambert Field is also reporting 31 with some light freezing rain and some snow. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, tell me sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brothers, tell me sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
can you defend? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Forrest.
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Good
morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Very good. Liz, I've been hearing a couple of days, I've been hearing you speak about Barack Obama every time I hear you speak about him. It's quite negative. You say you don't know where he stands on some of his policies. I've been listening to him, and I read in the paper where he stated that he would target some of the areas in our community that these institutions have been plaguing our family from keeping us from progressing.
What did he say specifically? Could you, Forrest, could you specifically say what he said?
He didn't say specifically, but what he did say is that the institution that had plagued our neighborhoods and our families.
The institution that has plagued our, what does that mean?
Like the institution of racism, but not able to.
Did he use the word racism?
No, he didn't use racism. He didn't have to.
Okay, yes, he does.
And
that's what I was just talking about with the last caller before the break, Forrest, is I'm not filling in the blanks. Say it. I'm not filling in the blanks, and I don't want anybody else to fill in the blanks. If you believe that, say it. What, you shamed? Don't believe in it?
Hillary Clinton, I never heard her say anything about
And I ain't supporting her either.
I wouldn't either.
Okay, I'm not supporting her either.
None of them, but... In other words, when I heard him say this on television, that he's in it to transform.
What does that mean, sweetie? I mean, what does that mean?
What that means is the administration that's in there now, the policies that have been plaguing us since we've been here in this country, he wants to transform that for us to have better opportunities, for us to...
Now, aren't you filling in the blanks right now? Okay. So, again, he uses these pretty words. That's a pretty word, isn't it? But I got to fill in the blank of that. What does that mean?
Well, I think he's being kind of tactful.
Sweetie, this is not the time to be tactful. You're tactful when your wife or your girlfriend says, how do I look in this dress? Okay,
okay.
That's when you're tactful, okay?
Right,
when you're running
right.
for office and you're going to have your finger on the button, I'm not worried about your tact. I want to know what you think.
Exactly.
And who you gonna put your finger on the bomb for? On the button for?
Exactly.
So when he says transform, to me, what that means is that I will pull the veil down so that we don't have to deal with this race thing that makes so many of us uncomfortable. That's what I hear.
Okay.
That's what I hear when I hear that. You hear, he's taking on George Bush. Okay? Fill in the blanks. What does that mean?
Well, I would say that the administration that's in there now, the crooks that's in there now.
There's no argument. Tell it. There's no argument that they're crooks, they're thieves, they're liars, they're dishonest people, they're mean-spirited, they're racist, they're all that. George Bush doesn't care about black people and don't care about white people. Got it.
And Cheney ought to be in jail for what he's been doing.
Well, Cheney's too busy shooting his friends in the face and the heart. He got business to tend to.
Leaking secrets.
There you go. And then yelling at everybody else and wanting to put everybody else in jail for leaking secrets.
Exactly.
Ain't that some stuff?
And did Bush say anyone found leaking information wouldn't be part of the administration?
Ah, but he filled in the blanks and said, except us.
Okay.
Don't fill in the blanks for Obama.
Okay.
All right now, Forrest. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. For you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Lionel.
Yes, Liz. My name is Lionel Nixon. I'm from Chicago, and I know Barack Obama personally.
Okay.
I worked as an executive assistant to Congressman Danny K. Davis, one of the jobs I had over my long tenure. And I wanted to tell you, I'll give you a the reason I believe that your approach is the right approach to raise the issues that you're raising is that we have a candidate in Chicago who's running for mayor named Bill Doc Walls. He and I both work for former mayor Harold Washington. Walls has been working for 3.5 years and has an excellent chance to win. Obama endorsed Richard J. Daley, who is a person of Irish descent. Now, that's it. That action says more than anything that anybody could say about Obama. He's one of the most brilliant people you ever want to meet. I mean, this is a man I know, and I know him well. But when he did that, I got off the Obama trail. So just keep doing what you're doing. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I really like your format.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Yes, you're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Is that me?
That is you.
Yeah, I agree with the gentleman that called in and say, teach, Liz, teach. I really am impressed by you totally, but I do disagree with this issue with you in terms of how you have to run on a national election. I don't see how a black man or he can speak to our issues unless he does it in generalities and speaks to the poor and be elected in this racist society. I think you almost have to take these general positions and then until you get into an office. I don't expect him to win either, but I just think that advocating our issues is a sure way to lose any election. And given,
so then what are we supposed to do? If that is true, okay, I don't believe in deception, but if some people believe that you have to deceive people in order to win something, okay, because that's really what you're saying, that
yes,
you can't win unless you deceive.
So
what, how do you get past that? I mean, we're starting at a place of dishonesty. So how do I get past to find honesty when the first thing that you're showing me is dishonesty?
And, you know, everything you're saying I do agree with, but that's just the way the society has gotten to be.
But then, all right. So, again, let's accept that as true.
Then do what you need to do.
So how do you pick a candidate? What do you look for to see if you're not putting the wrong person in? If they're lying to you to begin with, because they can't tell you everything about them, how do you pick?
Liz, I really feel that I can't disagree with what you're saying, but I just think we're at a point in this society where we have to take the lesser of the two evils. You know, I just hate it myself, but I just think
it's still evil. But again, even if you believe that you're going to choose evil for one of your elected official, even if you believe that they're going to lie to you before they get in there, they're going to do something better when they get in there. Surely there must be some method
to decide to figure out who's not lying the most to you. What do you look for?
I look for people who speak to issues of the poor as opposed to our issues. And the issues of the poor generally encompass us.
Okay. And what has Barack Obama, since he's never been to New Orleans and was never, what does he speak to the issues of poverty? You believe poor is code word for black people. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. But that's where you, that. Okay.
You know, I'm not disagreeing with your side.
All right. I'm not looking for agreement or disagreement. Right. I'm just trying to have a discussion here.
Okay.
So, what has Obama said about poor people that causes you to believe that black folks have something to come to them?
I think that because he walks in more in our shoes than...
That's not what he said. That's not what he said. Tell me what he has said.
I can't address that. I just think...
But then can't, shouldn't we... Past experience with what?
As being a black man.
But
that you have to have some.
Clarence Thomas has past experience as a black man. Condoleezza Rice has past experience as a black woman. Surely we're not simply saying because you're black, I understand, I believe that you will articulate, prioritize, and deliver on my issues once you get in there. Surely you're not saying that.
I'll say this, though. And I say, you know that yourself, that if he advocates black issues.
No, I don't believe that at all.
He's not going to win.
I don't.
And that Jesse Jackson tried to, Al Sharpton tried to, and it won't work.
Everybody says, if you tell the truth, Martin Luther King, if you start talking about the war, people going to walk away from you. Dr. Martin Luther King, if you start putting out there how immoral this war is, just stay with the black issues. We'll be able to get what we need done if you just stick with the black issues. But we're talking about moral imperatives here, okay? I don't care if this is politics. We're still talking about moral imperatives. And if you, as an individual, cannot tell the truth in the confines of the place that you have chosen to put yourself, if you cannot and will not tell the truth about who you are, what you're going to do, what you stand for, if you are going to lie about that in order to advance, you're no good for any of us. And I do not believe as a moral person that you have to do that. If you want the job, you go into the job and say who you are and let the chips fall where they may. Or have faith in God that you're going to prevail despite it.
And I don't think we are there at this point in society.
But we never get there.
So we've eroded to the point at this.
Generally
as a people.
Not
necessarily black people, because we're basically people of faith. But I'm just saying this society has gotten to the point where
supposed to do like they supposed. So because the people that you are describing have lost faith, have lost their morality, understand that you got to lie to be in the game, we supposed to do that too?
I think that's where we are.
My question is, are we supposed to do that too? And the answer for me is H-E double toothpicks, no.
I think if we're in politics, we have to, and that's why I would never be in it.
I think that that's a cop-out, because politics is our stuff, too. Just because you're not a politician doesn't mean that you're not in politics, because the quality of your life is dependent upon the quality of the political representation that you have out there. You have a relationship with these politicians, like it or not. And for you to advocate and say, well, you know, it's all lies, and not demand that they do better and accept that, then it's your fault.
I love you, and I'm going to get off of here.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your time.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Joe, good morning.
Well, how you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding.
Sounded nice as ever. Well, you know, I think that's a positive, though, what Obama is doing. You know, what politician do you know that what he preaches, he does? He usually does just the opposite.
And that means what? It's opposite day in politics?
That could mean that he's approaching this problem. I haven't heard him lie about anything, but he's approaching this problem in another direction.
Where's the evidence that he's approaching it at all?
You know, it's speculation.
Well, and I'm not satisfied with speculation.
That's how it is with any politician.
No, it is not.
No, it is not.
George Bush's father lost the election because he said, no more new taxes, read my lips, and he raised taxes. Okay?
Right.
Yes. So, yes, the words that you say matter. Do you always get caught on all your stuff? No, you don't. But words that you say matter, and you are to be held accountable. I'm not lowering my standards because you've lowered yours.
Okay, but if it was only black people that disagreed with that, he would have been reelected. If it was only black people that...
Huh? What?
If it was only black people that disagreed with him lying about that, he would have been reelected.
No, he was soundly defeated. George Bush's father was soundly defeated.
Oh, yeah, I know he was.
So, I don't understand what you're saying.
He made. You're talking about from that statement he made, right? He wasn't raising taxes, and he did it, right?
Right, he lied.
If black folks were the only ones offended...
No, that's not true. That's not factually true. And
If the whites wasn't offended at it at all, he still would have been elected. He would have been elected again.
Okay, gotta roll. Thanks for your call. Gonna take a break. Stay with me.
Play won the 2005 Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize.
Received universal raves.
And became the biggest sensation Broadway has seen in years.
That play is Doubt, John Patrick Shanley's electrifying drama.
And now, in a very rare event, a smash hit play arrives here with its original Tony-winning star, the incomparable Cherry Jones.
The New York Times raves, Doubt is the stuff of great art.
Entertainment Weekly gives it an A, cheering, this is a breathtaking play, and Cherry Jones is divine.
And the Washington Post calls Doubt a provocative drama that resonates profoundly with audiences.
Don't miss this truly rare chance to experience director Doug Hughes' powerhouse production of the play that has theatergoers buzzing long after the curtain falls.
With Cherry Jones, the star who is making theatrical history in the role of a lifetime.
The most talked about play of the year, Doubt.
Call for tickets today.
Coming to the Fox Theater February 20th through 25th. On sale now at the Fox and through Metrotix. Presented by the Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
At Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has a new time, Tuesdays from 10 until noon, right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge.
February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Son, what you don't understand, my words might never explain. So I am hoping that time will. Things may not go as you planned. Dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down. Don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground. And if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at the speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and don't you dare look back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Barack Obama has said in his Audacity of Hope that race-based affirmative action programs, policies, have polarized the races. Race-neutral or universal programs unite the races. Rightly or wrongly, white guilt has largely exhausted itself in America. Even the most fair-minded whites tend to push back against suggestions of racial victimizations based on the history of race discrimination in this country. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Good morning.
Miss Brown?
Yes.
Oh, I'm enjoying you so much. Listen, now, if Mr. Obama's mother was white and his father was black, wouldn't it make sense that he would be for both races? It seems to me that it would make sense.
Well, it's not a question of being for both races. When you advocate against racism, that's being for both races. When you articulate the history and the legacy of racism in this country, that is being for both races. My expectations of Barack Obama as a man of African descent is that he address those issues. He articulate them, he prioritize them, and he deliver upon them. The fact that his mother is white is of no consequence as far as I am concerned. The fact that his father was an African, matters to me because that makes him a man of African descent. Therefore, my expectation of you, if you are running for the highest office in the land, that you articulate, prioritize, and deliver on those issues. And if those are not your priorities, I need to know that so that I can vote accordingly.
Well, he got me for both priorities, isn't he? If his mother was white and his father was black, he's got to be for both, hasn't he?
Okay, I don't think you. I just explained myself.
That's the way I think I would feel if my mother was white.
Let me ask you this question. If your mother was white,
would you feel that way?
If my mother,
see,
well, wait a minute. Let me answer your question. Let me answer your question. If my mother were white, that doesn't stop me from being opposed to racism. Are you suggesting that because a person's parent is white that they would defend racism in white people? Surely you're not saying that.
No,
and so what I'm asking for.
Parents,
okay, you're not hearing. You're not. I'm sorry. I gotta go. You're not hearing me.
if both of your parents are of African descent or if both of your parents are of European descent. If both of your parents are white, if both of your parents are black, neither one of those facts preclude you from being honest about what is going on in this country with the issues of race. It's not about being on anyone's side. It's about being against the things that are wrong, irrespective of the color of your skin. And the sad legacy of this country is that there seems to be some, and the last caller illustrates it, that it's about being for black people at the expense of white people. It's about being for white people at the, well, it is about that. So that having a white mother means nothing in the issue of whether or not racism is wrong. And good God help us, if being white means I'm going to defend racism, that's a sorry, sorry statement about this country, isn't it? I'm not asking Barack Obama to deny his European heritage. The unfortunate legacy of racism is that many people of African descent have European heritage as part of their DNA as a result of the rape and abuse inflicted upon them from slavers. I'm just asking all of us to dig deep, to think hard, to have high standards, and demand that people tell you who they are before you vote for them and give them a job performance. You do that about a babysitter. You want to know everything about a babysitter, don't you? Before you put your child in their hands, you want to know who they hang out with, what they believe in. And they don't get to lie to you. Why do you let somebody else lie to you because of their job, what they do? You're on a wake-up call. Good morning. Good
morning, my sister.
Good morning, Charles Quincy Troup.
Last night I was reading some quotations from this book, African-American Quotations.
Mm-hmm.
And I read three quotations last night that I went back trying to find. You know, Shirley Chisholm ran
yes.
for president.
Yes.
And she said in one of her quotations, "Far too often we become cowards when faced with individuals who have strong leadership abilities."
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who often do not want social revolution as much as they want their own personal power.
Mm-hmm.
Then Marcus Garvey said, "Our leaders will not be white men with black hearts, nor black men with white hearts, but black men with black hearts."
Mm-hmm.
And then Lionel Grenier, the law professor, she said, and this is presidential here, right? She said, "When looking for moral leadership, we're looking for a president who's not afraid to talk about race in a public forum. The entire country is running from this problem." And I see.
And she's talking about her friend Bill Clinton too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one that kicked her to the curb. All right.
That's what I'm just mm-hmm. throwing that out there, you know, because the leadership is there, but it's and I think the question needs to be asked if he wants to be our leader.
Or just say, "I'm only speaking to the way I'm going to bridge America is I'm going to pull the veil down and say we don't have to talk about this anymore. The chasm that I'm going to walk over, the bridge I'm going to build is a bridge over the issue as opposed to a path through it to fix it."
Yeah, but Liz, we know about Frederick Douglass. We know about Adam Clayton Powell, the lady that called I might be dating her. And we know about Martin Luther King, and we know about Malcolm X, and they broke racism in this country down to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have no excuse.
That's
for
bad.
Barack Obama, you know, that won't say I want to be the leader,
mm-hmm.
but he's hungry for status, but he's not angry
yeah.
about what has happened to him.
Yeah.
Take care, my sister.
Take care.
Right.
Protesters disrupt Obama rally. A homecoming for Senator Barack Obama turned into an anti-war rally on Sunday evening as he returned to his hometown following the weekend launch of his candidacy for president to find a crowd of 7,300 troubled over the Iraq war. A group of anti-war protesters quickly made the issue central in Obama's evening rally at the University of Illinois by holding up signs that read, "Cut the funding, cut the funding, cut the funding, cut the funding." You on a wake-up call?
Life is good, Liz. How are you?
Life is wonderful, Vader. How are you?
No doubt about it. Hey, Liz, I believe this was last week or somewhere like that in the Belleville News Democrat. There was a elementary teacher over at Belle Valley, a school district with 0% black teachers and probably 30-something percent of black students. This woman was using the word nigger in the classroom and some other other derogatory racial slurs. And she was justified trying to show the power.
Is she still working?
Yeah, the superintendent took up for it, everything. And the young boy's mother, I was reading the quotes by her, and my wife knows the child's daddy. Their stepfather was very upset about it. The mother seemed to be, you know, she was real passive and light about it. And one of the quotes she made was, well, she was glad to see the shoe on the other foot. We can't take our struggles and our pain and put it on somebody else's foot. It's not that easy. I wish white folks could suffer and catch the hell that we've caught in this country for 400 years, but it's not like that. It's wrong for this white woman to be in the classroom with these black kids even saying the word nigger.
And under under any circumstances.
It's wrong. And also in the newspaper about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had an article saying that the area of St. Clair schools over here don't hire minority teachers, meaning black teachers. And I got the newspaper put up in my archives. Now, District 201, where I was, you know, working at before I got kicked to the curb, you got 1.2 blacks working in that whole district. This is Belleville East and West. And you got probably, 26-point-something black students combined at both schools. Now, over at Belleville East, I'll let you go on this one. When Dave Kniekamp became the principal over there, one of the first things this guy did was eliminate the Black History Program. And then he had everybody signing this Birmingham Pledge. And then he changed the Black History Month to Multicultural Month. And he ain't nothing but a bald-headed demon himself. You have a good one.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We'll be back.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. And I just wanted to remind you that it's Black History Month, and that I have been invited by the Friends of Julia Davis Library to speak on the issue of St. Louis Public Schools and education. So come on by, drop on in on February 18th at 2:30 at Julia Davis Library. That's 4415 Natural Bridge. February 18th at 2:30. Come and listen to me. I'd love it if you were there.
Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has it in time. Tuesdays from 10 until noon right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, ma'am. It's Liz. Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm outstanding.
We got to be careful with our voting this year. We got to find out who we really going to vote with next year. Obama have never had to go to the back door and pick up a sandwich. We still back picking up sandwiches at the back door. So we got to be careful where who we going to vote for this year, so we make sure we get the right person.
That's fact. It's our responsibility. This is a relationship.
Thank you. It's not about who this or who that. He just have never had to go through what we have went through.
And I think that he has. I think that one of the reasons why he did cocaine and why he did drugs when he said this in his book, he was struggling with the issue of being African in this country. Yes, he has.
Yes,
by virtue of being African in this country, you're going to face some things whether you want to or not. Some people deal with them with alcohol. Some people deal with it with drugs. Some people deal with it with fighting against it. People, all kinds of people deal with it differently. Yes, he has experienced America. I submit that's why he did cocaine.
Okay, well, we got to be careful who we vote for, because if you can't trust me now, you can't trust me then.
If you're going to start the relationship off with a lie, good God.
Thank you.
All right now. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on a wake-up call.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, do you think Clara McCaskill's any more down with black issues than Barack Obama?
I think that Claire McCaskill has a record that I can point to with some things about what she would do in the future with respect to black people. I think that she has articulated some things because I've asked her those things. She has talked about them, and we'll see if she does do them. I mean, that's all you can do. You ask them to articulate it. You ask what their record is. If they articulate it, if you see a record that's consistent with their articulation, when they get in there, you have to make certain that they live up to that. And if they don't, then you take them out. That's the process of it. I don't know the heart of anybody entirely except for Liz Brown. And sometimes I get that wrong. But so I can only do a couple of things. And I'm just asking that people do those same things that you did with Claire McCaskill with Obama. Don't you think that's fair?
Well, with the question I was asking, in comparison to Barack Obama, do you think she's any more down on black issues?
And to me, this isn't about, I wouldn't use the phrase down. I'm looking for the record of this, okay? I also am looking for the articulation of that to evaluate the downness, as you put it, involves looking at their record, listening to what they say, and seeing what they do. That's how you evaluate the down that you're talking about. And when I look at the down of Obama, I don't see the down on it. I'm not hearing the down. And I'll also understand, Eugene, that I have extraordinary expectations for people of African descent because you know what's going on. And when you cannot articulate our condition, that frightens me.
Well, I thought you were kind of down on Ebonics. That's the only reason I used
down. I love Ebonics. I love Ebonics. I wasn't making fun of you at all. I wasn't. I love that phrase. Only I would. I'm not evaluating people as being down in this circumstance.
I didn't get my question answered, but I know you're down on Ebonics.
Okay, then why'd you say that?
Why did I say what?
Okay, let's move on. So how have I not answered your question, Eugene?
Well, you talked about Clara McCaskill's rhetoric.
No, I didn't use the word rhetoric. I said what she said.
You summed it. That was the total of it. You said you were about what her voting record was and what she says, and I'm quite sure.
No, and I also said what she – Eugene, you're not listening. I said what she said, what she was going to do as a United States senator, okay? I also said her record as a former prosecutor, her record as the auditor, what she has done, okay? I'm asking the same thing of Barack Obama. What are you saying about what you're going to do, and what is your record about having done it?
Can you compare Obama's voting record with McCaskill's?
No, we can't because she hasn't had the she's an auditor, okay? So auditors don't vote on things like a senator does. Auditor is able to do certain things. So I looked at her hiring practices. How many?
Complicated, ain't it?
No, it's not complicated. You just have to be thorough with it.
When you were talking about what somebody actually did, and I was saying, well, if we compare records that you can compare, and I would just think off the cuff that Obama's voting record and what he's did in the black community is every bit as good as McCaskill.
Well, do you know that?
Well, he was elected from the state of Illinois.
Yeah, but do
out of a black district. He started in a black district at a black church.
So did Harold Ford. Chicago, and Harold Ford's record is horrendous.
Chicago's a rough neighborhood.
But again, Harold Ford's record is horrendous as a black man being elected out of a black district. Okay.
What about McCaskill versus Obama?
Again, I've answered your question. I've answered your question. Claire McCaskill doesn't have, as an auditor, you don't vote like you do as a legislator.
We see that you're down on the issues.
Okay, now you're going to be smart? Okay, see you later. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. This Barack thing is pretty interesting. I guess I've been listening to you, and I'm just wondering why. Let me see how I put this. Do you feel like black candidates should carry slavery on their backs into office?
I think slavery is on the legacy of enslavement is on your back whether you want to carry it or not. And my concern is that because it's on your back, because you are carrying it, if you as an elected official are an elected official of African descent are unwilling to address that, you are truly no good for me because it's on your back, despite whether you want it there or not.
Okay, so I have another question. Right, we've got other candidates, you know, past candidates. Let's talk Jesse Jackson. Let's talk Al Sharpton.
Okay.
There are candidates who have basically carried, who've gone with that approach and haven't gotten anywhere with it. So you have a guy like Barack Obama who plays the move a little bit more intelligently in my mind.
Wow, you think it's more, wow.
We give him the opportunity to address this. You can't tell his white folks, you can't ram something down their throat and expect to get their vote.
Okay, all right. I guess sitting down in front, water hoses and dogs and all this stuff. Don't shove nothing down their throat. Okay, I got it.
He's playing in those circles. Come on, the boy went to Harvard. He's played with these.
You know what Congressman Clay Sr. said about black folks going to Harvard?
Okay.
He says that crack cocaine has not done as much to destroy black men's mind as going to Harvard and Yale.
Okay.
And so, did Clarence Thomas.
So does that mean that every black person that goes through those institutions will come out bad?
I think that we need to look. I think
our blackness intact and still in those type of universities and try to learn the game at another level.
Help me with the evidence that what I'm saying is not true. I'm not talking about how much money you make. Help me with the evidence of what comes out of Harvard and what the African community as a whole gains by it. Help me with that.
I can't really speak to that.
Okay. Well, then I'm just asking
the
question.
Speak to, though, on the Barack side. Have you read his first book?
I'm halfway through it.
I mean, that one, I haven't read his new book. I read his first book like a year or two ago,
mm-hmm.
whenever it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed with that. I mean, the brother did his time in the trenches in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what really got him elected. You know.
Are you familiar with his record since he's come out of the trenches in Chicago? Are you familiar with his voting record in the United States Senate?
Yeah, he's been kind of passive.
And that's unacceptable to me.
Well, come on. No,
that's unacceptable. You ain't playing the game. You're being who you are. You know, if his record, aren't we supposed to, at some point in time, aren't we supposed to believe people when they show us what they are?
Liz, what I'm saying is, let's look at this tactically.
No.
You can't come into the office swinging the bat at everybody's head and expect to get to the bigger office. You gotta kind of lay low back in the cut.
Hush up. A lot of folks call that strategy. I call that accommodation, and I call that cowardice.
Okay.
Some folks call it strategy. I call it cowardice. Say what you are, be what you are, and do what needs to be done, and you don't hide your stuff from nobody.
I got you.
All right now. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and stay strong.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters.